flashes of weather and big pitches right here on Canzalam Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
It's high school baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. It's a gorgeous afternoon here in Frankfort, home of the Wildcats. Crittenden Prophet, Brandon Tem, and MJ, our studio producer. Boy, we got a dandy here today on the baseball side. Crittenden, two teams entering this afternoon, one loss each. Two of the better teams in the 2-1A classification, and the two teams lone losses against each other. It's game number three and the second doubleheader these two teams have played with Donovan West and Frankfort.
Yeah, and you talked about that last time matchup. So that was the first game set of series that Frankfort played of the year. Donovan West, that had been their second series. They'd already played Pleasant Ridge before that, and they won 7-1, 12-7. And again, Frankfort, that was their first really contestant of the season. And they played Donovan West really hard in that first game. They won by one run, 4-3. They lost in the second game, though, 18-8. I had a chance to talk to a couple Donovan West players, and I'll talk a little bit more about it, but Cooper Everly, you know, he kind of mentioned a little bit to me that, you know, maybe he just let that game slip. He felt like the team let it slip, and, you know, you kind of maybe see that. Is in that second game, you see that 10-run differential. And it's really interesting because you see two teams that kind of, the programs just start to really get going. And the main stark difference is Frankfort has nine seniors. Donovan West only has one, and that senior leader is Cooper Everly. So for teams to be this young, to be this dominant, to be competing at the top of this league this early on in the program, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, at least you mentioned the rosters. Both teams fairly similar in terms of underclassmen, which are freshmen and sophomore. Frankfort has eight of those collectively. Donovan West has 11, but then you get to the upperclassmen, the junior and senior class. You mentioned Frankfort with the nine seniors, just one junior. D. West, they got five juniors and just the one senior, as you mentioned, in Cooper Everly, who has been a very good baseball player for a long time now around this area. But let's start with the road team, Donovan West, 10 wins, one loss. Of course, we just mentioned each team one loss entering today. Both teams have winning streaks since they have lost to each other back on March 24th. But Donovan West, eight straight wins, so the number eight ranked team in the classification, a record of 10-1. Just a monstrous game here today we got for you. But again, in terms of the TBL standings, both these teams are just one loss. Monster doubleheader in terms of where these teams stand at in the league standings.
Yeah, and this is, again, this is their second matchup, so they've already had a chance to fill each other out. You know, a pitching matchup as well. I'm sure Frankfort's already got the look against Cooper Everly before. Same thing here with Donovan West. They've already probably had that look against Lane Loizzo. Again, I'm not 100% sure, but when you have those ace pitchers considerably, there's a more likely chance that they already have played against them around the season. The first matchup ever in those history between those two teams happened this year. So this is their second ever time meeting up in a two-game series. And, you know, it's impressive, and what it's going to do is really set the tone for the rest of the season because both these teams have high hopes to continue on and dominate 1-2A.
And on the other side, the home team here today, Frankfort, will get the lineups here in a moment, but they're 7-1, all league tilts to this point, six straight wins since that 18-8 loss to Donovan West back in late March. But just the athletics that the Frankfort boys have put together this year, football, deep run, basketball, they made the state tournament. A lot of these guys, part of those two teams, from the fall and the winter, respectively, and now just kind of picking up where they left off here in the spring season.
Yeah, and I was just talking to a couple of guys from Frankfort here, and it's really an honor for these seniors, for this senior, hardworking senior class, for their ability to finally get to a state level tournament in some capacity with the basketball tournament. It was an awesome ride to see them get to that point. And they just had a lot of great players and a lot of great athletes. Even last year, you talk also about track. I mean, the track team for Frankfort also, they won the 4x1 and 1A. They three of those guys return here, one of them being Lane Loizzo, the other being Carter Olson. I mean, they're some speedsters. And Olson, I mean, he dropped, I believe, somewhere between a little bit above a 10.6 in his first track meet. So you got a lot of speed. You got a lot of athleticism. A lot of guys down here for Frankfort that play really high with their athletic series.
Yeah, no doubt about it. We got two of the better teams in the state in the 2-1A classification. Going to get you the lineups here. Let's do it right now. Let's start with Donovan West. Dustin Beach in center field. He'll lead it off. Coulter Peterson at short. He'll bat second. Cooper Everly, the lone senior, pitching and batting third. Hayden Paulino in the cleanup spot. He is catching. Preston Pace is a freshman third baseman batting fifth. Taven Clary, the sophomore first baseman, batting sixth. Cason Keller bats seventh. He is at second base. Rucker Haring is in right field batting eighth. And then Brett Hine, the junior left fielder, bats ninth. We step aside for a timeout. Frankfort lineup in the first pitch is coming your way next.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock. Plus, it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural, operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Got a dandy here today in Frankfort. Wildcat Baseball hosting Donovan West. We gave you the D-West lineup here on the road for game number one of this two-game set. Let's get you the Frankfort lineup as we're getting close to this first pitch here this afternoon. Wes Anderson will lead it off. He'll be at shortstop. Batting second is the senior center fielder, Carter Olson. Henry Ketter, the catcher, he is a sophomore, batting third. Ty Smith in the cleanup spot, he's at third. Peyton Adams bats fifth. He is at second base. On the mound, it's Lane Loizo. He is batting sixth. Landon Schreiner, a DH, batting seventh. Gage Wanklin, a freshman right fielder, bats eighth. And Caden Combs will be in left field, a senior batting ninth. Eli Morton in the flex, not in the hitting lineup, but he will be defensively at first base. Jim Branitab and Clinton Profit, Lane Loizo on the bump. Warm-up tosses being applied. A dandy here today. Keys to today's game.
Yeah, mentioned the beautiful day, 18-mile-per-hour wind coming out of the north a little bit, and then a 62-degree day, so you couldn't ask for a better day with that note. But, you know, you talked about some of the keys for this game, and they're, well, they're jangling here. It's Lane Loizo, though, he's a great pitcher. I mean, he's got 20 strikeouts on the year, just one under Wes Anderson, another great pitcher here for this Frankfurt team. But, yeah, Loizo, he's an all-time athlete for this team. He's only given up six runs this year. Three have been earned, only just six hits, so... And he's also 3-0 when he starts up on the bump as well. So he's going to be a very strong start. He's going to look for a strong start here against the Northwest Mustangs. And then you look at Mustangs and their ace pitcher, Cooper Everly. He's got over 40 strikeouts this season, and his ability to really stay on the bump is going to be incredible. He averages under a 1 ERA. I mean, his ability to go through the innings and record those Ks, it's a battle out mentally. He's got a great fastball, great changeup. I talked to him. He's worked a little bit on a slider, too. He's also going to Fort Scott to also pitch. So you're talking about a very high athletic matchup between these two guys who are really looking to help their teams propel in the CBO.
Again, two of the better teams in the 2-1-A classification. Two teams entering today with one loss each. Their losses to each other. And it's game number three between these two in 2025. Excited to bring it to you. Dustin Veach, Colter Peterson, and Cooper Everly. You mentioned the ERA that we're going to see from Everly. How about Lane Loizo on the bump? Just a 1.40 ERA in his first pitch of the game is a little bit low on a fastball for ball number one to Veach. And here we go. We are underway.
Yeah, Veach here up to bat. He's only struck out twice this year. On base percentage of 620. His ability to get on base is really remarkable. And really to extend off that, his ability to steal bases. Everly told me a time where he stole all the bases, second, third, and also home in a game earlier this year.
And a 2-0 pitch is laced to right field, and a leadoff single for Dustin Veach. He had a 2-0 count. Pitch was a little bit below the knees, and he split it between first and second for a leadoff single.
Well, here you go. You got Veach. He's going to be off the beach already on earlier. His ability to get to second, third, and really anywhere around, he's a fast kid. He's been really great. I heard he actually is maybe even going out back for track this season here for the Mustangs. So he's fast. I'll just say that.
He's got 37 stolen bases, so... I wouldn't be surprised if he takes off as Colter Peterson, the junior shortstop, steps in. Loizo now out of the stretch. First pitch to the righty, and Colter Peterson is taken for strike number one. Now, Peterson, a good pitcher as well. Could see him later on in the game today. Expect this to be a pitcher's duel between these two. Next pitch high. There goes Beach down to second. The throw is wide. It kicks out into center field, but not far enough in Dustin Beach. How about it, Crendon? His 38th stolen base of the season.
Yeah, no, his ability to steal base is incredible. And I was talking to Everly about him. I think he told me one game he stole second, third, and at home twice. And
I believe it.
And it's really impressive, his ability to run base paths, even in Legion. It was just really something to eye at.
Here's a 1-1 to Peterson, and it clips the outside part of the plate for a called strike, and it's 1-2. So Dustin Veach, a leadoff single for Donovan West. He's at second base after a steal, a 1-2 count here on Peterson. No score, top one, no outs.
Yeah, for Peterson here, you want to compliment the steal.
Pitch runs inside. There goes Veach. Throw on target, but not in time. Double the steals here for Dustin Veach, and on back-to-back pitches, he goes first to third, and now the count, 2 balls, 2 strikes here on Peterson.
Yeah, he gets the name first name Dustin for a reason. It's just Dust left behind him, and he already here. He's got a great lead off of third base.
And that 2-2 is in the dirt, blocked nicely by Ketter, the catcher. And the count runs full, 3 balls, 2 strikes. So D. West here in a spot to take an early lead.
Yeah, and Ketter, you mentioned that block. He's going to have to be doing that a lot today, especially with the speed here from Donovan West, just not allowing pitches to get behind them. It's a nice backstop, but it only goes behind. I mean, you talk about these side corner fencing, it'd be a little rough.
And that 3-2, low and away, ball four. So the first two batters reach here for the Mustangs, and they have them on the corners for the lone senior and Cooper Everly.
That was a very quality at-bat for Peterson, down the 1-2, and then he was able to work it back to his favor and take first, and now he loaded the corners with no outs.
5.71 average for Mr. Cooper Everly. He's only struck out once, 17 RBIs. An RBI chance here for D. West in the first. There's the steal. They fake the throw. It tips off the glove, and it kicks out to second. Boy, Veach wanted to dash for home, but he held true. But Peterson a steal, and 3 stolen bases here before the first out recorded for the D. West offense. So now second and third, a 1-0 count here on Everly. And a big hack and miss there. Good pitch by Loizzo. 1 ball, 1 strike.
I talked to Everly early on in the season, and he told me, he's like, my goal is to never strike out this season. He's only struck out once, but, you know, he stays firm to that he wants to limit those Ks.
Off speed in the dirt. Another good stop by Ketter. And it's 2 balls, 1 strike. You got Veach at third, Peterson at second. Nobody out here in the top of the first inning as Donovan West looking to get on the board first here at Frankfort. This one is lifted high in the air, right field. Wanklin, the right fielder, tees it up, makes the catch, and Beach, too much speed, a productive out here in the first, and a sacrifice fly gives the Mustangs an early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, I don't think Everly's mad about that at bat. I mean, we have no outs on the board, or rather in second and third. All you're asked to do is try to get one home, and, I mean, you beat your leadoff man. So I think for them, that's quality at bat. And for Lane Loizzo, you got the first out in the inning. Now you want to work with it.
Now Peterson also moving second to third. Here's Hayden Paulino, the cleanup man. Big-bodied right-hander takes one high for ball one.
And Paulino's another one of those Legion guys. And, you know, he's got the numbers 99 on his jersey for a reason. That's his power level when it comes to the at-bat. He's got a big, strong frame, and he can really swing that wooden bat.
He's driven 21 this season, a .400 average. Next pitch in the dirt. And he takes a little bit of an advantage here, 2 balls and no strikes. So a sack fly by Cooper Everly has given Donovan West an early 1-0 lead, one out in the top of the first. Right now Peterson at third with Paulino, a 2-0 count. Loizzo out of the stretch again, delivers in there knee-high on the outside corner for a called strike, and a big pitch there makes it 2-1.
That was a great pitch, a fastball there by Loizzo, and then just the frame job by Ketter. I mean, that's going to be a big compliment throughout this game to strike out these batters.
And a 2-1, a high chopper, shortstop side. Anderson Fields holds the runner at third and gets Paulino at first. So a big time out number two. Peterson has to hold, and now it's up to Preston Pace, a freshman third baseman, to get that runner in from third.
That's a great fundamental play there by Wes Anderson, just turning an easy ground ball to shortstop. Nice little hip scoop and throw to first.
All right, so here's the freshman in Preston Pace. Runner at third and 2 down here in the top of the first. That first pitch by Loizzo is upstairs for ball one. Well, if you're Donovan West here, you want to try to get that runner in with 2 outs. If you're Loizzo, you got to end it here. Next pitch is low, and it's 2-0. Ketter had a fake throw down to third, but Peterson gets back in there quickly and safely.
Yeah, and both teams, they know this is going to be a dogfight, so his 1-run innings, it's going to be really important.
Here's a 2-0. chest high, a little bit upstairs, three balls, no strikes, with Clary due up next. So Wiseau battling here in the first as D-West has opened up a 1-0 lead and looking for more with two outs. Wiseau's 3-0. That one is in there all the way and taken all the way by Pace, and it's 3-1.
Yellow sinker just at the bottom of the zone. I'd like to see maybe a high-rise fastball here to change up the focus.
And a 3-1 is high, ball four.
Yeah, he went to that high-rise fastball there after giving the low sinker, just unfortunately a little outside of the zone there for the Wiseau, but he'd still like to try to change the focus in the direction there of the batter.
So here's a lefty and a sophomore first baseman, Taben Clary, wearing jersey number 24. Runners at the corners, two down. First pitch, a high fastball. And taking second without a throw is Pace. So another steal here in the inning. Aggressive as Mustangs base running is so far here in this opening inning.
Yeah, they've already galloped and taken four different bases, so it's really impressive what they're able to do to manipulate those base paths.
A 1-0 here to Clary is taken for a strike, and it's one ball, one strike. So now they're at second and third. Big at bat here with two outs. Base hit could tag two. And this one is sliced foul out of play. And the Wiseau jumps in front, one ball, two strikes.
Another big thing to mention, we're getting to the bottom of the order here, and this is a very young order for Donovan Westman. He just had the freshman at bat with Pace. Now you have Clary, a sophomore, and then you have back-to-back freshman at the bottom of the order.
And that one bends in there, a curveball, strike three, and a huge out for Wiseau. He really had to grind here in the top of the first, but D-West is on the board thanks to a sack fly from Cooper Eberle. Half an inning in the books here in Frankfort. Mustangs 1, Wildcats coming up.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
62 degrees here in Frankfort, partly cloudy skies, a north-northeast breeze, 15 to 20 miles an hour. Bottom of the first inning we go, two of the best in 2-1A. And a sack fly from Cooper Eberle. Speaking of Eberle, he is on the mound now to face this top third of the Frankfort order, Wes Anderson, Carter Olson, and Henry Ketter.
Yeah, you mentioned the top teams here in classes 1 to 2A, Donovan West, the Coaches Association, they came out and they were ranked eighth.
Yep, number eight.
Number eight. And so this Donovan West team, they're doesn't slouch on their team that really looks up and Eberle, he's committed to going to Fort Scott to be a pitcher. He's gonna take this mound with a lot of confidence.
First pitch at the bottom of the first is ripped to right field for a base hit. So Wes Anderson looks at a belt-high fastball and he rips it to right opposite field. And a leadoff single here for the Wildcats in the bottom of the first.
Yeah, that's hit number
13. Hit.
Yeah, I was going to mention that. Number 13 on the board there for Wes Anderson. He's got a great batting average, over nearly .500 on the year. So, have him as your leadoff man is a big step here for Frankfort.
Here's Carter Olson. He has been very good as well. Leads the team in average, OPS, slugging, hits, triples. The only player to hit a home run. He looks at one outside for ball one with Anderson at first. D-West out to a 1-0 lead. This one sliced foul. And one ball, one strike. Again, Eberle, a 0.9 ERA.
I know we talked about that top of the first inning a lot with Austin West being able to steal, but don't think the cookies in the cookie jar are safe here from Frankfort. Their ability to get to those bases are just as likely. They have a lot of track speed and a lot of speed there, especially with West Anderson here already on first.
Olson looks at a curveball on the outside part of the plate. Two balls, one strike. Anderson at first and nobody out here in the bottom of the first. There's a swing and a foul tip right into the glove of Paulino, and it's evened up, two balls and two strikes. It's a fantastic pitching matchup here today. Two teams, just one loss on their record to each other. Back in late March, another one fouled away here by Mr. Olson. And it stays 2-2. Batting from the left side, wearing jersey number 33. Plays up and back in the batter's box. Slightly open on his stance. Big 2-2 on the way. Chasing at one in the dirt. Strike three, but they are not going to be able to get the out converted at first. So it goes down as a strikeout, but Olson takes first and still nobody out here in the inning. As Anderson moves up to second base, an off-speed pitch, Crendon, that was in the dirt and just got to the backstop.
Yeah, no, it's an unfortunate play there for Southwest, but you'll take that. Of course, your Olson, as you mentioned, he had the strikeout, but his ability to get the first base, and, I mean, he pretty much jogged the last 10 feet, kind of knew that he comfortably had that. So Frankfurt already has an early chance here to respond to that 1-0 deficit.
Looking to get on the board and tie this game, maybe do a little bit more. Here's the sophomore catcher, Henry Ketter, takes a strike, 0-1. Runners at first and second, nobody out. D-West up 1-0 here. Ball hits the dirt. Paulino, a throw down to third base, not in time, and a stolen base for Wes Anderson, and now they're at the corners. One ball, one strike here on Ketter. Productive out, could tie the game. This one is fouled away as well. Cars beware. I think it cleared. 1-2 here on Ketter. And Ketter's got a 3.46 average coming in. 9 hits, 3 doubles, and a triple. He's driven in 9. He's got the pencil bat. I just realized that. That is pretty cool. Here's a 1-2. It is high. 2-2.
Yeah, you got to love to see different kind of bats. You see that pencil bat, see if he can lead this one out to the field. Looks like they actually counted Olson as out.
And that one is to the right side and into right field for a base hit and an RBI. Has tied the game, and as you mentioned right before that, yes, they did in fact pull Olson off. So since he was at first and Anderson was taking off, that was the first out of the inning.
Yep.
But an RBI and a single by Ketter ties the game and brings Anderson home. And here's Ty Smith, one of the many seniors. High fastball gets away, and in the process, Ketter takes second base without a throw. So one out, 1-1 our score here in the bottom of the first. And a 1-0 count here on Ty Smith.
Yeah, and Ketter, he just recorded hit number 10 and RBI number 10 at that as well.
Next one a little bit high as well. Two balls, no strikes here on Smith. 3.75 average, 9 hits, all singles. He has driven in 4 and has scored 10 runs. The 2-0 runs inside, and it appeared to have caught the nub of the bat. And it's going to be a foul ball. Unfortunate placement there for Smith. The pitch well up and in. But now two balls, one strike.
Say what, I'm loving the bats here for the Wildcats. We just had the pencil bat. Now we got the knee on top. So you'd like to see how this one works.
This one is driven well out to the gap in right center field. And it one hops the fence. Or no, it cleared the fence, Crendon. It's a home run. Boy, the vision was kind of skewed a little bit behind the fence. That ball cleared the fence. In right center field, and a two-run shot for Ty Smith.
Yeah, I honestly thought that was a ground rule double. I saw the huge hop like it went over the fence, but that's because the hop is already on the other side. So what a blast by Ty Smith and the ability here for Frankfurt to really quickly respond after that top of the inning. But Wes Anderson, his at-bat to get on base, and already 3 hits for Frankfurt. That's the stat line you want to see there is for the Wildcats, is their ability to get on. And now their first 4 batters, they record 3 hits. And that's really important in this kind of matchup.
His 10th hit of the year clears the right center field fence. And his first extra base hit of the season, giving the Wildcats a 3-1 lead and still batting with no on and one out here in the bottom of the first, as the first 2 pitches to Peyton Adams taken upstairs and 2 balls and no strikes. Couldn't have asked for a better response here for the Wildcats on offense. Next pitch, over the plate, but upstairs, 3-0, and Eberle got to find a groove here to get himself out of the inning that he's put himself in, and that's a 4-pitch walk, Crendon, all 4 upstairs.
Yeah, I think right now it's sort of a mental game. I feel like when you give up a, you know, hit to lead it off. You're a little shaken up, but, you know, it's all good. You did report the out with a strike, so that was good. But then you give the back-to-back hits, the single and then the home run. So now you're having just to kind of get back into your own zone, play your own game. Loizzo did it well in the top of the inning, and here Eberle just has to do that same thing.
And they throw to first, does Eberle, keeping Adams honest over there. So after a walk to Adams, a runner at first, still only one out. RBI single by Ketter, a two-run home run by Ty Smith, and now this is it well. Playable at third, it's batted down, and everybody's safe. Boy, that was a rocket shot off the bat of Loizzo, and Pace did a good job keeping it in front, but I believe that's going to go down, Crendon, as a infield hit.
Yeah, it was just the velocity of the bat, just the hot shot it had to that left line. I mean, you credit the stop there by Pace, but unfortunately, well, at Pace, the ball was in turbo, and it was really hard to stop and try to make that throw.
So now two on and one out. First pitch here to Schreiner, the DH, is a swing and a miss for strike one. Right now for Eberle, you just got to get that second out. You got a chance for a double play. And the Wildcats are putting together a big inning here, and that next pitch is fouled back into the screen, and it's 0-2. Love to order up a strikeout here if you're Eberle. But a 3-1 Frankfurt lead, still batting with one out and two on in the home first. 62 degrees at first pitch, right at 4:30. Out of the stretch, an 0-2. Off speed, check swing. Did he go? He did not. Just a double check down to the third base umpire, and it's going to be one ball, two strikes here on Schreiner, freshman DH.
And now you're seeing kind of Frankfurt's younger side of their lineup. You mentioned the nine seniors really more bulking the top and the middle of the order, but now you get into a freshman senior when you drop to the very bottom. So you'd like to see them produce if you're for Frankfurt, just to see that level of play.
And Schreiner there, swinging a miss. Had a fastball too late on that swing, and there is the second strikeout for Eberle. Now two down, and it's up to the freshman right fielder, Gage Wanklin. That's from the left side of the plate, fairly straight up with his stance, but good bend to the knees, and he takes one outside for ball one. The eighth batter to come up here in the bottom of the first inning for the Wildcats. They have scored three. They have runners at first and second still. Paulino takes one off the chest, and no throw to either side of the mound, and it's going to be a double steal there. So now second and third. And a base hit could really make this a big inning. And there's a pitch that's taken for a strike. And now two balls, one strike here on Wanklin.
That was a hot delivery by Eberle. He's going to try to maybe go back to that fastball once more.
He did go with the fastball there, but it missed high, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike, runners at second and third. Two outs here in the bottom of the first. That one just missed time. Crendon looked like he took a little bit off to try to find the plate, but it was upstairs. And now the bases are loaded for number nine in the order.
Well, Eberle, you know, he's a smart baseball player up in that mound. He's not trying to give him a cookie to hit off of with the runners in scoring position, but you're at a point where you just kind of have to give that contact hit and hope it goes into your favor.
Here's Caden Combs, and he takes one high for ball one. Well, if you get out of this inning, if you're D West, only down two, you got to feel real good about it. But a base hit could add not just one, but maybe two runs. There's a fastball taken for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Combs, a 143 average, two hits and 14 at bats. Both of those hits, though, have been doubles. And a near check swing, he held on. And now it's two balls and one strike. Eberle, though, out of the windup here with the bases loaded, and this one's fouled away. It's 2-2. An RBI single by Ketter, followed by a two-run home run from Ty Smith. A 3-1 Frankfurt lead with the bases loaded, two outs. A 2-2 count here in the home first. Here's Eberle's pitch. Boy, that just missed, Crendon, on the outside corner.
Man,
and it's now 3-2. Walk scores a run here.
That corner has been 50-50 here. I've seen a lot of fastballs go to that location, but close call.
There it is, a swing and a miss at one that might have been up and out of the zone, and Eberle gets out of the inning. But the damage done certainly for the Wildcats. They bat around, an RBI single by Ketter, a two-run home run from Ty Smith. We go to the second inning here in Frankfurt. Wildcats 3 and the Mustangs 1.
When you think about your farming operation, we hope you think of opportunity and that the best is yet to come. Hi, this is Union State Bank. We offer a full range of ag loans from a team that understands agriculture and our local communities. Come see us for operating and equipment purchase loans, real estate loans, including farmland purchases, capital improvement, livestock, and more. Our team is ready and able to help you move forward. So let's get growing. Learn more today at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe insurance should adjust to fit your needs. That's why we work with you to design an auto, home, and life insurance plan that's particular to you. Insurance that fits just right. And Shelter is known for our award-winning customer service, satisfied customers, and a plan for you. Ready to check us out? Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local Shelter agents.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tammet, Crennan Prophet, MJ in studio. Beautiful, low 60-degree day here in Frankfurt. Tight breeze out of the north and northeast, and certainly an entertaining first inning. And the Wildcats with Lane Loizzo back on the hill, a 3-1 lead as we go to the second.
And what a great response at top of the first by Lane Loizzo. He allowed Beach to get on base to start with a single and then a walk. And, you know, he had two on bases. He allowed, there was four steals in that inning, but he was able to get out. There was only one run given to the damage done. So I think for Lane Loizzo, there's some confidence in him. I mean, he's going to look to build off that strikeout that he had to end the first.
First pitch of the top of the second inning to number seven in the order for D West. Kaysen Keller taken high for ball number one, and the second inning is underway as Loizzo delivers the 1-0 and a little bit low, two balls and no strikes. So 7-8-9 in the D West order. Haring and Heim will follow. One of those three able to be productive. We go back to the top of the order. There's a called strike on 2-0. So now two balls and one strike here on the freshman, Kaysen Keller. The 2-1, a little bit low. Three balls, one strike.
Yeah, you mentioned Keller being a freshman here. He's already taken some great quality takes here at the at-bat now on a 3-1 count.
3-1 by Loizzo, swinging all the way, and he fouls it straight back into the screen. And the count runs full, three balls, two strikes. Defensively here for Frankfurt, Smith at third, Anderson at short, Adams at second, Morton at first, Ketter the catcher, Combs in left, Olsen in center, Wanklin is in right. Three balls, two strikes. First batter of the second inning, and taken all the way, and it's a called strike number three. Big first out there recorded by Loizzo, and his second strikeout of the afternoon.
Yeah, back-to-back, as you mentioned, Clary ended off the top of the first. Now he begins the top of the second here. And as I mentioned, you want to build off that confidence and you want to continue that rolling momentum. It's like a snowball going down a mountain. You just want to keep going with it. And Eliza already here doing it.
A freshman right fielder, Rucker Haring, takes one low for ball one. Wildcats leading it 3-1, two teams with just one loss on their record to each other back in late March. And there's the pitch taken all the way, and it's called strike. One ball, one strike. Top of the second inning, bases empty, one down. Hat blows off Loizzo on the pitch, and he still gets a swing and a miss. And Haring thought it was strike three, and he took off for first, but he's still alive, Crendon.
Interesting seam of events, the hat blow off.
Mid-pitch, his hat blows off, and it's a beautiful breaking ball where Haring swung over the top of it. But here's a 1-2, and a bender in there called strike three. So back-to-back breaking balls and back-to-back strikeouts here in the second for Loizzo.
Well, even better to mention there, both were not swinging. I mean, he had the guys just stood there frozen, and he just delivered a nice breaking ball and in. And that's what you'd like to see here by Lane Loizzo, to deliver those fastballs and then to get that K with a good breaking.
First pitch to the junior left fielder, Brett Heim, is low for a ball. So quickly, two up, two down here in the top of the second. Loizzo back-to-back strikeouts. He struck out the last three batters he has faced. He's got a groove going here. Next pitch, up and in. Little chin music action. Heim backs away, and it's 2-0.
Yeah, we're seeing Lane Loizzo, you know, kind of his pitching style here. He loves fastballs early on in the counts.
And he doesn't shake off a lot of pitches either. Oh, and that one runs inside and hits the back of the helmet of Heim. The positive there, it was an off-speed pitch, and he appears to be just fine. But a dangerous, dangerous scenario, one that just got away from Loizzo, and a hit batter gets us back to the top of the order with a runner at first and two down. as Dustin Veach will step back in.
Yeah, Loaiza's previous pitch was kind of up high near that area, so I think he's kind of going for that fastball up and in, but just unfortunately, as you mentioned, just losing a little bit of control. You see it at the high school level, especially when you, you know, are trying to force that fastball as fast as it can go, high 80s here for some of these kids. So it can get out of there, but I think he's going to try maybe not go about that approach here.
Loaiza can't go three up, three down, two outs, one on. First pitch to Dustin Veach is a little bit low for a ball, led off the game with a single, stole second, stole third, and came home on the sack fly by Everly, the first run of the game. But right now the Wildcats leading at 3-1. Next pitch, taken chest high and a called strike, and it's 1-1. The runner at first is Brett Heim. D-West down two here, batting in the OA second. Next pitch, low and in the dirt, bounces up in the air. And Heim was taken off from the jump, and he takes second without a throw.
Yeah, Veach did get hit by the ball, but it did hit the dirt first, so, you know, it doesn't take the first base. But right there, starting to, after those back-to-back strikeouts, now that fastball is starting to get a little out of control there for Loaiza. So he's going to try to tighten up here with two outs for top of the two.
2-1, inside corner, or Veach, excuse me, kind of leaned back a little bit, but it did catch that inside part of the plate, and it evens up, two balls, two strikes. Two outs, runner in scoring position. D-West down two here in the top of the second. Next pitch is low. 3-2. Now on Veach with Peterson up next. How crucial is this pitch? Because you get to that meat. This D-West order as they're trying to rally here early.
You get to some of their big hitters here. It's off to Veach.
3-2. Slow roller but foul. And we'll try it again at three balls and at two strikes.
If you're Veach, you probably like that contact pitch. Just to stay alive here in the at-bat. You got a runner in scoring position, so if he does lay down a hard hit single, he could score.
This will be the seventh pitch of the at-bat for Dustin Veach. A base hit could get the Mustangs within one. A little pause by the action, or the umpire pausing the action for a quick sec. Something might have blown on the field, but big 3-2 pitch. Loaiza sets, kicks, and deals. It is high, ball four. Big opportunity here for the Mustangs. Veach two at-bats. He has reached twice. Now first and second, two down for Colter Peterson, who walked in his first at-bat. Now both these pitchers have really thrown a good number of pitches here in the early going. Loaiza, though, on the winning side of it currently, but D-West a base hit or two away from getting right back in this thing. The first pitch taken by Peterson, a called strike.
Yeah, just back to that corner that's just so 50-50, but when a fastball can get delivered there, and it's a great frame, especially by Ketter there, it's great.
Another good frame job, this one, an off-speed pitch, and it's a called strike. Peterson a little frustrated, but has to protect and respect here. It's 0-2.
Well, his last at-bat, he walked, so he was a little quiet, so this time he's just have to try to make some noise.
Check swing, did he go? It doesn't appear that he did. Boy, that was close. But he hung up, and it's one ball, two strikes. Good off-speed pitch in the dirt, but just kept the bat behind the right shoulder just enough. So stays alive at 1-2. Runner at first is Veach. Runner at second is Heim. 1-2. Hit to the right side, and it finds a gap for a base hit. And they will hold the runner at third, and the ball is thrown in quickly. So now the bases are loaded. Good job by the right fielder in Wanklin to play it, get it in quick. But a hit for Peterson, and he is now at first base. You got Heim at third and Veach at second, so they're loaded with two outs here, Crendon. Mustangs down two.
Yeah, big opportunity, and who else other before than Cooper Everly here? He you know, gave up three earned runs in the bottom of the first. He's got a chance to get it all back.
And he takes the first pitch called strike here, and it's 0-1. Well, he got the scoring going with a sacrifice fly to right. In the first, the 0-1 in the dirt, stopped well. Good job by Ketter, keeping it in front. Pretty good distance between home plate and the backstop here. Certainly enough room to give that runner at third an opportunity to score if the ball gets by the catcher. One ball, one strike. Mustangs trying to get back into it. Down two. This one hit well out to center field. Trouble, Crendon, the center fielder Olsen playing too far up. D-West might take the lead. They have at least tied it, and they hold the runner from first at third. It is a two RBI double by Everly, and we're tied at 3-3.
Yeah, it scored Hyman on third, Dustin Beach from second. Now Peterson sits at third base and Eberle at second. And what you can say there about Eberle, you know, pitching-wise, you gave up three earned runs in the bottom of the first. Now you're put up with a clutch at-bat with two outs, the bases loaded. As a player, you want to be able to get that back. You want to earn the opportunity back for yourself to bring this game back to your side there. And that should give him a lot of confidence there when he goes back on the defensive mound.
I don't know if it's so much disrespect the word as Frankfurt has a meeting on the bump right now, but Olsen was playing very shallow in center, and that ball came scorching off the bat. And the reaction from Olsen, you could tell right away he was playing way too far up, and it just lined over his head out near the fence. You mentioned they held the runner Peterson at third, so a two RBI double. Eberle has driven in all three.
Yep.
And a 3-3 tie here in the top of the second, getting the money's worth here early. But now Loizzo has to get out of the jam here. Second and third with two down. First pitch to Paulino is taken for a called strike. He grounded out to short in his first at bat. But a base hit could potentially give D. West a two-run lead. And he rips it out to center field. Boy, that was scorched off the bat. And Olsen couldn't get there. It's all the way to the fence. Crendon, back-to-back, two RBI doubles, four runs produced in the last two at-bats, and just like that, from down 3-1, Mustangs up 5-3.
Yeah, and the more major thing you want to mention is all these runs have been produced with two outs on the board. That's the more important factor there, is that, you know, they had the back-to-back strikeouts to begin this inning by Loizzo, and then the fastball got out of control for them, and then things just weren't quite going his way. The hit by pitch and the walk, then the single, and then the back-to-back double. Three straight hits now. The Mustangs, they're finding a good hit stop to their step.
Yeah, you mentioned back-to-back strikeouts to begin the inning. A hit batter, a walk, a single, and then back-to-back doubles. Four runs with two outs. Donovan West a 5-3 lead here in the top of the second. Still got to get out of it. Paulino at second base, two down. First pitch to Pace is right down Broadway, a called strike number one.
I'll tell you what, you got to love this matchup. These are two very dominant teams that are reigning over 1-2A and have a chance to really fight for those power rankings. And you love to see this kind of matchup, especially for two TVL programs that really just got going.
Next pitch in the dirt, one ball, one strike. Yeah, these are certainly two of the better teams in the 1-2A classification. Now, this one is hit out to shallow right field, and it drops past Adams, the second baseman, Paulino, chugging. It's the courtesy runner, I beg your pardon, and he scores. And coming through with another RBI hit is the freshman, Pace, and it's now 6-3 Mustangs. They double up their lead.
Now, what a great response of an inning there for Donovan West. They came in down 3-1. Now they're up 6-3. They put up five runs in this inning. They're starting to also work that pitch count against Loizzo. And, again, all these runs produced with two outs.
Here's Clary, and he swings and misses at the first offering. No balls, one strike. All with two outs, Crendon. That's the important factor here for this Mustangs offense. There's another swing and a miss there on a high fastball. No balls, two strikes. D. West, they have batted around here in the inning. They have taken a 6-3 lead here in the top of the second. Loizzo's next pitch, swing and a miss, and down he goes. So Loizzo strikes out the side, but sandwiched in between those three strikeouts, a big two-out rally. It's a 6-3 Donovan West lead. We go to the home second after this here on KNZA.
Specialized healthcare services. Look no further than Sabetha Community Hospital's outpatient clinic. We offer a wide range of specialties right here in your local community. From dermatology to pain management to cardiology, you can access top-notch care without having to travel to the city. Call 785-284-1552 for more information or visit our website at sabethahospital.com. We're committed to keeping quality healthcare close to home. Sabetha Community Hospital Outpatient Clinic. Your health, our priority.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Donovan West Bath came alive with two outs in the top of the second. Five runs scored. Down 3-1 to up 6-3. Bottom of the second inning we go here in Frankfort. Brandon Salmon, Brendan Prophet, MJ here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Frankfort, the three runs in the first. They batted around, so we're back to the top of the order here, starting with Wes Anderson, as Everly now works with a three-run lead. His first pitch in the dirt for ball one.
And if you're Frankfort, you just kind of look back at that last inning of the offensive production for you, go, okay, we know what we can do. We know that we can get back in this game. So for them, it's to kind of erase what just happened and get back up. Because that's what Donovan West did. And Everly, it's a new mentality for him. He's the one who started the spark, and now he's going to just kind of ride with the fire.
A 1-1 pitch is a grounder up the middle and backhanded by the shortstop, but a throw on target, but not in time. Boy, that was a heck of a play by Peterson to even get to that ball. But too much speed, an infield hit for Wes Anderson. And just like he started in the bottom of the first, a leadoff hit here in the second for Mr. Wes Anderson. So here's Carter Olson. Anderson at first base. Nobody out. Quick throw by Everly. And back in safely is Anderson, who stole a base in that first inning. And Everly, I think, eyeing that possibility here with him at first in the second. Big lefty Carter Olson struck out swinging his first time up, and he takes one outside, and it's one ball, no strikes.
And it's going to continue to be crucial here for Frankfort to get that leadoff man in every single inning on base to be able to keep up here with the Mustangs. And like I said, it's going to be a back-and-forth match between these two teams. It's all really going to come up to how does that inning start and how does it finish.
Olson fouls one back into the screen. One ball, one strike here. One on, nobody out. Bottom of the second inning, a 6-3 Donovan West lead. Both these teams, one loss on their record to each other. Back in late March, both teams riding good winning streaks coming in. Next pitch missed. It's 2-1. Frankfort, they have six consecutive wins. D. West, they have won eight consecutive games. Another throw to first, and Anderson back safely. The count 2-1 here on Carter Olson. Entered today, leading the team in about every offensive category. 2-1, big hack and miss there, and it's 2-2.
Big thing you want to mention maybe is Donovan West. They've played six different set of opponents this season. Frankfort, they've only seen three different teams total. They've played Onega twice already. This is the second time they've had a doubleheader against Donovan West.
And a line shot to left field. Oh, and it gets away from the left fielder and high, and that's going to be an error. Multiple bases taken, including a run in, as Wes Anderson scoring all the way from first. That is an error by the left fielder. And that gets the Wildcats back to within two. It is 6-4. So a single by Olson. He won't get credit with the RBI, but he gets the second base on the air. Again, by the left fielder. So it's a 6-4 game. Now runner at second, nobody out. First pitch here to Ketter is fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Well, a costly mistake by Hyman left. Didn't quite play it. There was good pace behind that ball. But one that he would tell you he would have to make to keep everything honest. But a run is in. The D-West lead trimmed to two. Boy, good off-speed pitch there. Called strike, and it's quickly 0-2 here on Ketter, who singled and drove in a run. Also scored in that first inning on the two-run homer by Smith, who is patiently awaiting on deck. Here's the pitch. Called strike three. Huge strikeout there. Down goes Ketter.
Yeah, big just three-pitch strikeout by Everly to keep that confidence, record that first out. His ability to stay calm in the situation is really great to keep that two-run lead 6-4 here in the bottom of the second.
Here's Ty Smith. Cleared the fence in right center with a two-run homer in the first. Four strikeouts, by the way, for Everly as well. 6-4, Donovan West. Frankfort batting home second. Here's a throw to second. Gets out into center field. And then it ricochets off the center fielder in Veach. And taking third is Carter Olson. The defense in the outfield kind of sporadic here for the Mustangs. And stolen base for Olson. And now a productive out could get the Wildcats within one. First pitch, though, here to Smith. and it's taken for a called strike. One thing to note on that home run, Crendon, Ty is a right-handed hitter, and he sent that to the opposite field in right center. So the strength is certainly there. But also, I think, again, the wind is kind of blowing in that direction, not taking anything away by any stretch, but that one certainly had help from the wind last inning, and now he takes one a little bit out away from the plate. One ball, one strike. Runner at third base, one out here in the inning.
I'll tell you what, wind's a part of the game, and you really got to love it because it, well, on days like this, it turns fly balls into home runs sometimes, and you got to really appreciate days like this as an offense, and it's not a one-way street. Both teams get to benefit from it. We've already seen both teams benefit from it.
And a 1-1 is hit well out into center field, and it drops in front of Beach. And an RBI for Ty Smith. He has driven in three, a 6-5 game, Crendon, here in the second.
Well, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think Wynn had any facts in that one. Smith just launched it straight down center field, a little top off, and it just fell right down. And Frankfurt, you know, they give up 5 runs in the top of the second, and now they come back and they go, okay, we can bring it 6-6. Try to.
Fans getting the money's worth here early. A throw to first. Smith back in time safely. Here's Adams. He walked in the first. Ended that first inning stranded on third. 6-5. The D-West lead is one. Frankfurt, they have gotten 2 back here. Still only 1 out in the inning. Here's a stolen base attempt. Paulino's throw. It's backed up. It was wide to the right. And a stolen base for Ty Smith.
Nice job there by Keller, second baseman, being able just to kind of back up and be there for that protection, because just the overthrow from the plate at second.
So now a runner in scoring position with still only 1 out. There's a called strike here to Adams, and he is quickly down in the count. No balls, 2 strikes. Base hit could tie the game here in the bottom of the second inning. D-West 6, Frankfurt 5. Everly looks and deals. That one just missed. It gets away from Paulino, and that's going to allow Smith to take third. More than likely, that would go down as a pass ball. Adams still alive at now 1-2. Once again, only 1 out. A productive out could tie the game. Runner at third is Smith. Now out of the windup, Everly. Oh, and that drills the umpire. Boy, it missed. And the mid of Paulino. And, boy, shaken up is the home plate umpire and kind of shaking that right arm. Might have got maybe bicep hit there, maybe near the shoulder, but you could hear the thud. That probably did not feel too great. This is not an easy job that these guys have.
No, it's never not being able to stand back there. I mean, you only got one bit of protection, and that's for your face, not the rest of your body there for
you
an umpire.
You got a little chest. And
I mean, you got a little
stuff. It's not like they're just
protection
back there with the helmet only. They got a little bit more than that.
They got a little more than that. And you know, those umpires also just got great frames and general too, so they can take those hits. He's over there. He's just going to get a little check out by the coach. But, yeah, no, this is a great inning from both of these teams from both offensive standpoints.
Well, we talked at the pregame as Donovan West had a quick meeting on the mound here. The count now 2-2 on Adams. The runner at third and only 1 out. But we talked how good these two pitchers were. But it's been the offenses today that have reigned supreme and probably don't have game-by-game stats. But I would have to imagine for both these top-tier pitchers, probably their worst outings, at least, from runs given up standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, Lane Loiza came today with only 6 runs given up and 3 earned on the season. Today he's already given up. He's doubled the run number.
Right.
It's 12, and now he has 9 runs, earned runs given up. So, yeah, this is a rough day for both, but it's a great day for the offenses. And if that's the way it rolls, that's the way it rolls. You just got to be on the good side of the ball fall.
Well, coming back after that quick meeting, a swing and a miss by Adams. 5 strikeouts now for Everly. Now it's up to Lane Loiza with that runner at third base and 2 down. First pitch taken a little bit high for a ball. Well, if you're Everly, you can get out of the inning with still the lead. It is 6-5, home second. Ty Smith at third base. Loiza check swing, didn't go. 2 balls, no strikes on a breaking ball that just broke off outside the plate just a touch. 2-0 by Everly. Swing and a miss. Brought him with the heat there, and it's 2-1. Well, Frankfurt, 3 runs in the first, 2 here in the second. This one, another fastball. This time he takes, and another called strike. It's 2-2. a Frankfurt offense coming into today, averaging 8 runs a game. Well, on pace for that here today. That one taken outside, and it's 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes, runner at third, 2 down. Here's Everly's pitch. Swing and a miss. Gets him with a fastball. So back-to-back strikeouts. And Donovan West, they hold on to the lead, but Frankfurt chips away. We have played 2 here in Frankfurt. It is Donovan West 6 and Frankfurt 5.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Savannah help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help me. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Brandon Tam and Crendon Profits, MJ in studio here on KNZA. A dandy matchup here we have seen to this point in Frankfurt today. Wildcats trailing Donovan West 6-5. Innings 3 and 4. KP, let's go.
Let's go. This has been nothing but an action movie between these two teams. High explosion, great at bat between these two. We now head up here with Donovan West Mustangs taking it up to the at-bat. Loizzo is still up on the bump. Again, he has doubled his runs given up this season with now 12 total. Came in today, which is 6. He looks ahead up into the top of inning number 3. Frankfurt, they trail by 1, 6-5. Here, Casey Keller steps up to the at-bat, struck out looking in the last inning. First pitch, fastball inside corner. It's located well. And again, in that last inning, Lane Loizzo, back-to-back strikeouts, had both guys looking, and then proceeded to give up 5 runs to allow the Mustangs to take the lead.
Yeah, situational hitting for D. West. That last half inning was certainly phenomenal, and you know, credit the bounce back for both these teams here in the first couple of innings.
1-1 count against Keller, off-speed pitch, hits the dirt. It's now 2-1 on the count. Back-to-back balls here delivered by Lane Loizzo.
Now, we mentioned just an absolutely perfect spring day, 62 degrees, maybe a little breezier than some would like, but yeah, you can't really ask for more. Partly cloudy skies.
Oh, that one, I might be able to catch it if I tried. Oh, no, it went on the...
It was close. I was keeping an eye on it.
I was keeping an eye on it, too. You always love when an announcer can kind of get into a game there. Baseball, it's a little harder than it is in the other sports, but... when it's possible, it's pretty fun. But Casey Keller now here on a 2-2 count. And also the thing to mention is the location. This field is greatly located. There's actually a train that has already passed by twice already. It hasn't interrupted the broadcast yet, but I'd imagine it would try to make a couple of horns here later on. 2-2 count stays for Keller. Another foul tip ball off to the right side fence. Keller right hand at bat. The young freshman, last at bat, struck out looking. This one, off-speed pitch, delivered well. That one earns a K looking. So Keller is frozen still on his back-to-back plate appearances for strikeouts. Now Rucker Haring now up to bat, the freshman. He was also part of the 2 outs that got out in the last inning.
Yeah, 5 strikeouts now for Loizzo.
This one, a bump just put backwards.
Yeah, tried to kind of throw a late bunt down and kind of behind that fastball a little bit. Both these pitchers today, Loizzo and Everly, they both have great velocity with that fastball. You can hear that wind kind of pushing the dirt, the breeze out towards kind of the corner and right field.
Well, as Kansas would say, it's dust in the wind, and that is what the story has told. Here, high pitch, fastball outside the zone. 1-1 count here for Haring, and Haring was last at bat. Followed the same as Keller with a strikeout looking. From the stretch, fastball delivered with heat off the velo to the right fence. Good thing there was a fence there. Now it's a 1-2 count.
So much velocity, and Haring just a late swing and surprised he was even able to get a piece of that. Now down 1-2.
And a good contact there could have sent that one out flying. Now here, see what they're.
Oh, the umpire.
The umpire hasn't made a call yet. He's. Everyone's
in a strikeout.
No, they're going to say it was a ball. So O'Hara, he looked like he was taking off. Everybody in the crowd was like, well, what's the call?
The confusion was it wasn't securely caught by the catcher and Ketter. It kind of popped out of his mitt. It wasn't an immediate strike call, but kind of thought maybe it was, but it wasn't.
And that's a strike call. Gone golfing there is Haring. His last at bat, he struck out looking. This time he goes down swinging. So two up and two down in this inning. But we saw that exact same situation, the top of the two. It was Keller and Haring who both got out on strikeouts. And then we saw what the rest of the order from the ninth batter all the way to the seventh were able to damage and do.
Yeah, put up those five runs all with two outs. And see if Haring can get it going. He was hit by a pitch to start that rally. Takes one here for a called strike.
All one here on the count is Haim, right-handed batter. With two outs in the inning, Dalton West still holds this one up by 1-6-5 in the top of the third. 1-1 count now. Ball delivered. Working from the stretch. Fastball way upstairs. And now 2-1 against Brett Haim.
That one got away from him. Did Lizo a little bit.
And Lizo, he's definitely comfortably went through this game. So I give him up those six runs. This time, nice strikeout delivered, off-speed pitch. He's got Haim on a 2-2, and how massive would it be here if Elizo can go three up and three down with three straight strikeouts?
That'll be the first zero we've seen in a half inning.
And this one will be zero runs, zero hits, no errors, and none left on base. All three batters retired in face there for Lane Elizo. We now head into the bottom of the third. The Mustangs lead here just by 1-6-5.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Quinn and Prophet, Brandon Sapp, and MJ back into you. 6-5 game here. It's the Mustangs still with the lead, but Frankfort Wildcats, their first flawless defensive half of an inning.
Can't credit the defense when Lizo strikes out the side. That's the best when you're playing defense and your pitcher can do all the work for you.
Well, you talk about all the work. Eberle has also pretty much been doing all the work. He has recorded all the outs as of so far. He's got six Ks already on the game. It's definitely a pitcher matchup, despite most giving up plenty of runs. Here, this one, another one outside. This is Landon Schreiner with the at-bat.
Yeah, freshman DH. Again, we talked about the differentials with the two lineups. Nine seniors on this Frankfort roster, and Schreiner, not one of them, part of the four freshman class.
Yeah, it's one of the two freshmen here on the starting lineup. Lakeland's up next in the batting order in the eighth spot. Here we're in the seventh. 3-1 on the count against Schreiner. Eberle, he's had back-to-back Ks. He had it against Adams and Elias in the last inning. This time here, he walks on a 4-1 count, Schreiner. And so now in three straight innings, Frankfort has been able to find a way for the leadoff man to get on first.
Well, how crucial it's going to be for Eberle to keep the Wildcats off the board. When Loizo finally was able to put up a flawless inning in the top half of the inning. What a good way for the Wildcats to start. Good at bat for Schreiner, a leadoff walk.
Andrew Inkland now off the bat, the right fielder freshman. This one chopped straight back, and watch out, Carr. That one, oh, that hit a car all right. I saw the bounce.
Better have insurance. I park a mile away when we do these games because I just don't take any chances.
Any chances. That is the way to go. Especially when the parking lot is right next to the label field. Here, 1-1 on the count against Wanklin. Up to second one for a ball.
Yeah, both these pitchers have worked majority out of the stretch.
Next pitch, outside right corner, going against the here left-handed at-batter with the freshman Gage Wanklin. Has him on a 2-1 count. Delivery high and upstairs by Eberle. It's a 3-1 count. He's already walked Schreiner on the 4-1. 5-pitch, Sean took to get the walk. Might be the same here for Wanklin. He holds off, and he walks the first. So back-to-back here, 5-pitch walk. Schreiner now on second base, Wanklin on first, and Caden Combs with no outs. A runner on scoring position on second. We're at the bottom of the order here.
And now 4 walks issued by Eberle with his 6 strikeouts. Big spot here for the Wildcats to get a 1-run lead in the home third. Build on this 1-run lead.
Combs. Showing bunt. And then gets the strike after he pulls back.
It seems like a tailor-made spot. Number 9 in the order. No outs. Maybe a sacrifice opportunity to get both those guys in scoring position. He tried and took a strike on pitch number 1.
Yeah, he tried to get those guys in scoring position for Anderson at the top. Here, this one foul tip. Line straight back. Combs down on the 0-2 count.
Yeah, this time he tried to swing away. So now with 2 strikes, you expect Combs to have the green light. But this is a pitcher-friendly count at 0-2.
Everly takes an eye straight back, looks down Broadway, goes straight down with a changeup. Looks like a little bit of curveball coming in there for the inside action. That's a 3-pitch strikeout against Caden Combs. That matchup is that for Everly.
So he foul tips on a bunt try. He swung away at pitch 2, fouled it away. And this one, he just watched a bender come back at the knees and a huge out number 1. 7 strikeouts for Everly.
But just 1 out, runner on first and second. But here, you can argue one of the best hitters on this team with Wes Anderson as the leadoff man up top. This one, chopper to third, trying to make the play to third. And that one's going to go down as an E5, an error by Preston Pace. He got the ball. He grounded it nicely, but he bobbled it and fumbled it right as he was getting to third base and trying to tag that back to force the runner out.
It was not hit incredibly hard, Crendon, to third. He got it on a nice hop, secured it, but on his route to try to get the runner and force it third, the ball just simply popped out of his glove, and that is a huge error because now instead of 2 outs and 2 on, you got the bases loaded with 1 out for by far and away the best hitter statistically for the Wildcats.
Yeah, Carter Olson, this one, chopper, looking to golf swing it, now on a 1-1 count. Olson, he struck out in his first at-bat. It was kind of an awkward little situation, but he struck out, and then his next at-bat, he was able to single. He also scored. Here, Olson, left-hand batter.
Boy, great opportunity for the Wildcats here, Crennan, to kind of blow open on this 1-run lead.
1-1 count. Chopper, that's a single out to right field. That'll score 1. That'll score 2. And looking to try to turn it into a double is Carter Olson. That will clear for 3.
Wow. So another beautifully placed shot to right center. Gets all the way to the fence. Too much athleticism on the pass. And that error massive as the Wildcats again score 3, clearing it with the double by Olson.
Yeah, and Olson, you can see his intent with that at bat. He had no intention of allowing anything, even if it was a little outside the zone, to get away from him, because it was. That ball was a little outside, but he chopped it out on the right. It had the nice hop. It was able to go all the way down to that right center fence. It was able to score Schreiner, Wanklin, and Anderson from first base. Olson now resides at second with just 1 out in the inning. Frankfurt takes a 2-run lead, 8-6. In the bottom of the third.
Yeah, it's been one of those days. It's been all offense here. I mean, we've had 2 of the better pitchers. I mean, we got all state caliber pitchers,
yeah,
you know, starting here today, and neither one has really found a rhythm. But again, you got to credit offenses 1 through 9. Everybody kind of catching a piece, and that error followed by a massive 3-run double, and Wildcats still a chance to continue to build on what is now a 2-run lead. Well, here at the at-bat is Ketter with the pencil bat. He grounds it out to second base. That'll be out number two of the inning. That will progress the runner to third base, Olson. And now it's Ty Smith up to bat with two outs, runner on first. If you're Frankfurt, you'd like to try to get one more run in here to continue that damage being dealt against Jonathan West. You know, they can score pretty quick themselves. Yeah, tell me if Ty Smith hadn't had a good day. Inning number one, a two-run homer, and then an RBI single in the second, now batting in the third, and now he hits it up the middle, fielded it nicely, trying to get out of the inning, low throw, and it gets away. Sorry, Crennan, kind of cut you off there, but another low throw. That's another error, and what could have ended the inning is now another run, and it's 9-6. Yeah, and you mentioned errors. It has been a crucial issue with already three errors on this game against the Mustangs that have unfortunately allowed into some runs. So there's no margin, there's no error for room when it comes to errors. And now Olson scores, and Ty Smith is now at first. It was just a misplay there by Coulter Peterson. He had a low throw to first baseman DeClary. And now the takeoff off the wild pitch. Smith is now on second base. And Everly again continues to try to get things done by himself.
That one just popped out of the glove of Paulino as he was trying to make the exchange to his hand to throw down to second, just couldn't do so.
This one, high-rise fastball upstairs in the attic. It's 2-0 now on the count against Peyton Adams. Laying the wise, though, on deck. Adams, he has got on base once via the walk. He struck out in his last at-bat. Next pitch, this one lifted up to right field. See where the wind takes it.
Just foul.
That one's just going to go foul.
Oh, that would have been extra bases and another run. So I think the wind might have played a little factor keeping that one on the right side of the line. But
you're absolutely correct. The wind definitely played a factor. That one blowing straight towards that right corner. At 18 miles an hour, I'm sure that carry definitely helped it from turning into a deep double shot. Possibly even a triple there for Adams. But now Adams here on a 2-1 count against Everly with two outs. We're in the bottom of the third. Frankfurt, 9-6. 3-1 count now against Adams.
Yeah, breaking ball was close. A little chagrin there from Everly, thinking he might have got shafted on that one. But in the outside part of the plate, it's been about 50-50 as Adams fouls it away to make it 3-2.
Fouling it straight back towards me. Hopefully not intentional, but 3-2.
You did flinch.
I did flinch.
A little bit.
I think if anyone has an exit velocity of 100 miles an hour coming right back at him, I don't care if there's a 10-inch piece of ballistic glass in front of your face, you're probably going to flinch at it. But that gets out of the inning here. Peyton Adams strikes out. But Frankfurt, they have dealt their damage. They were able to score four runs in the inning and just off one hit. An unfortunate two errors in the inning there for the Northern West Mustangs. It is now 9-6. The Frankfurt Wildcats lead. We now head up into the top of the fourth. It's the Frankfurt who lead.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Prophet, Brandon Sepp, MJ back in studio. We are rocking and rolling here. It's the top of the fourth. This one has been a back and forth matchup between these two teams. Donovan West, they had lead in the last inning, 6-5. That quickly changed with Frankfurt being able to score four runs in the bottom of the third off one hit, two errors. They left just one stranded, but it's now 9-6. We head up into the top of the fourth. Up to bat here is the Dolphin West Mustangs. We go up to the top of the order to Dustin Veach.
And that one underneath.
Yeah, had to hop out of the way of that one. But going back to that four-run bottom of the third inning, two of those runs unearned. But in the bases clearing double to right center for Olsen, the big blow in that inning.
Both teams' pitchers here trying to work the distance, maybe trying to at least push five innings for both of them. Rung up for strike one here against Veach. Fastball inside. Veach, he has reached base twice. He has also scored both times, one via the sacrifice fly by Eberle, the other time being a double by Eberle. That was a two RBI double that came out in that second inning.
Yeah, he has two stolen bases today, puts him at 39, Crendon, on the year.
Yeah, I wouldn't be too unsure if he wouldn't be looking to get to number 40 at the end of this game. Here on 3-1 count is Dustin Veach. Next pitch inside, that one off the inside thigh, and Veach takes off to first base off the hit by pitch. And the Mustangs will continue to look to rally here.
Did that clip him?
Yeah, that clipped him on the inside, on the inside thigh. So now Donovan West looking to hit or respond. They've had back-to-back innings where they're both leadoff and guy on deck struck out. The last time they had a man get on first base, well, it was Dustin Veach. He led off the first. Now here he leads off the fourth. But see if I pitch, he's already taking off the second, and that is steal number 40 for the thief in the night, Dustin Veach. Love to see it.
Well, nicely done there, but I could have bet my bottom dollar that he was taken off.
No matter what.
That first pitch, no matter what. And that was certainly the case. And don't be shocked if he tries to eye third. That's what he did in the first on back-to-back pitches. Stole second, then stole third. Takes off again. And he's there, Crendon.
Yeah, it is
thrown out.
I'm not sure if it's possible to catch him. It is like watching Tom and Jerry. I mean, Jerry.
41 steals, Crendon.
Wow.
I don't have all the stats by any means, but there can't be many more kids in the state with that many steals at this point in the season.
No, 100% not. He's already eyeing for home plate. And we saw last year during summer ball, Legion, he stole home plate in a game. I mean, yeah, this kid, his athletic ability is incredible. 2-1 count here against Colter Peterson, the junior. Oh, he's going for home plate. Oh, and he's out.
He tried.
Oh, he really tried. He's got dust over his pants.
Wow.
He led with that right foot and tried to slide under the tag of Ketter, but he did a really nice job of dipping that right hand and following through on that low inner part of the leg. It was really hard to see, but
it was the perfect pitch for Loizo and Ketter there because it was a fastball. So, one, it got there quick. Two, it was knee high, so it was perfectly placed, and boy, you got to give an A for effort, but that is a huge out for the Wildcats.
Absolutely.
Now a swing and a miss and a strikeout. I mean, I love it, but when you look at where we are in this game, Crendon, your team is down 3 in the fourth. You get a runner at third with
no outs.
No outs.
Yeah, it's a big risk.
It is a high risk, high reward.
And now you have Eberle stepping up to that bat. So if you talked about Veach still at third there with just one out with a strikeout by Peterson. Eberle, he's had productive at bats his last two with the sac fly and the two RBI doubles. So I think the more of the smarter play there would just to kind of be patient and let us see what the order can do for you to get you home with no outs. But still, it was the play that was made. We'll see what play Eberle can make on a 1-0 count. Here, this one driving right field, and that one should go down good for a double for Cooper Eberle out of the center of right fence.
Well, his strong offensive day continues, and that ball hung up there, Crendon. It wasn't kind of more like the line drive shot that we saw from Ty Smith that actually cleared the fence. That one hung up there a little bit, and that got pushed all the way near the track. And Wanklin was close, nearly making a nice catch, but one hop the fence. We'll see a courtesy runner in. It's going to be, I think they get Eberle out there to run here. As, again, he scores. Or, no, he doesn't score. Beg your pardon. He was caught, obviously, but he was going to. Well, he's not. Oh, foul ball there, but. He went back to first to get his hand mitt. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
There was nobody on. I keep forgetting Veach was thrown out at home. But
yeah, that, again, you that is something that we'll definitely come back to if that plays a key into the end of this game because it has been no room for error, and we've seen a couple of mental and
well, definitely
quite literal mistakes.
Would have drove in a run with that hit for sure. So you just kind of see how it goes the rest of the way.
Well, Paolino had a nice back his last nice at bat. He's now down an 0-2 count now. That was a fastball crowd disapproval. He's on the 0-2.
It was a little bit below the knees, but got to protect now, 0-2.
Next fastball right back at it, below the knees. Elizo gets a swing, and there is no damage dealt in this inning. Just one hit and no runs. One less stranded on base and no errors. Frankfurt still holding on to the lead, 9-6, heading into the bottom of the fourth here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 to learn how today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. I'm Crennan Prophet, Brandon Satin, MJ back in studio, 9-6. Frankfurt, they lead here by three. They look to continue where they left off in the last bottom inning. In the bottom of the third, they produced four runs. They produced three in the first, two in the second. Frankfurt, they have yet to be held scoreless in an inning, but for Donovan West, Lizo, he's battled well. He had a three up and three out inning in the top of the third. Then he allowed just no runs and one hit, one strand on base in the top of the fourth. You feel that confidence soar with Frankfurt here, as now they have a chance to look to extend, as already up by three.
Yeah, 9-6. Again, it's been entertaining for sure, and they've scored in every inning to this point, but still facing an elite pitcher here. Everly, it's been, you know, kind of a rocky day. I mean, let's just call it what it is, and credit to Frankfurt bats, 1-9, all been relatively productive for the most part, but we still got half this game to go, and certainly both these offenses can put them up quickly.
They talk about the great day of Lane Loizo. Here he goes. He steps up to his third at-bat, third plate appearance, looking for his third at-bat. He struck out once, and he singled the first time. He's on a 2-0 count here early on, lead off this inning. Next pitch here, fastball delivered right down Broadway. That's star strike, first strike number one against Loizo.
And we talk about it being a little shaky for Everly, and I say that he still has 8 strikeouts today.
I mean, it really kind of goes back to the entire defense performance. You can't blame him for really all the hits given up today. You look back to the 3 errors already given up. Here, hit right into center field, trying to track it down. That was right center, and that one looks like it went over the fences. Lane Loizo, great day from the bump, and now here, a great one, bumping it out all the way to right field with a home run shot. The lead off the fourth, that is now 4 straight innings. The Frankfurt Wildcats have been able to get a man, well, technically on bases. The off man gets on.
Wow. So this is a Wildcat team, Crendon, that had one home run combined coming into it. And how about Ty Smith and Lane Loizo taking advantage of that heavy gust out to right field, both opposite shots. And that one, a no-doubter by Loizo, his first home run of the year, and now a extended on the lead. It's now 10-6 Wildcats.
Yeah, and you mentioned the wind here, and I wouldn't really say the wind also helps the at-bat. That wind is pushing into that right corner. If anything, it's trying to get that ball to more go foul. So you have to give a lot of credit here to the power of the Wildcats and their at-bats. They are just taking those fastballs and launching them out to right field, and the wind's just carrying them just a hint over. 2-0 count here for Schreiner. He gets rung up for his first strike. He's now 2-1.
Yeah, struck out swinging in the first, walked and scored in that 4-run third inning.
Next one just behind, 2-2 count here. Everly searching for strikeout number 9 on the game for himself. He came in today with 41, looking for strikeout number 50, and cha-ching. He's got 50 cents on the year.
half a dollar. That was well played, Kernan, nicely. You know, nicely done. And looks like here Eberle just still trying to keep it smooth from the mound. I mean, that's all you can do. You give up the home run shot, you know you're still only down by four, keep the damage just to one. Yeah, good bounce back there with the strikeout, obviously. This one popped to...
I'm pretty sure
wow.
I parked far enough over there.
I don't know. Sometimes, depending on this windy day, that one might go to your car. 0-1. Wanklin, that one, fastball at the feet. It's now 1-1 on the count.
Yeah, to where my car is and with the wind, you are absolutely right. The wind is helping in that, keeping those foul balls away from that distance.
Chopper on the line. Nice scoop up and tag on the bag. Utter athleticism by Cooper Eberle. Give him the single scoop for the cone. Nice job and well done.
Yeah, just a high chopper down the first base line. Everly's athleticism gets him to that ball quickly, and he picked it up in fair territory and just beat Wanklin to the bag. I mean, it was bang, bang, step, step, but clear as day, got him there, and out number two.
All right, two outs. Back to back here, all getting done by the pitcher, Eberle. 0-1 count here against Caden Combs in the bottom of the order, so trying to get out the ninth batter. He's got a low swing and a big miss. Now 0-2 and a big chance to retire three straight batters here in this bottom of the fourth for Eberle. Trying to keep it to damage just to one. That one, I think they got it. No, they didn't. Just
held
the check.
Yep,
got him on the check. It's now 1-2.
Good job holding up on that pitch there, but it certainly was close. Kept him alive.
Next one. This one records the strikeout. 51 Ks on the season for Cooper Eberle. One run, one hit, no errors, and none left on base for the Frankfurt Wildcats in the bottom of the fourth, but they extend the lead with the home run, 10-6. We now head up into the bottom of the fifth. The fireworks continue with Brandon Sapman on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, market president of Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
CBL Baseball here on KNCA. Two of the best teams in the 2-1A classification. Right now, the Frankfurt Wildcats, a 10-6 advantage on the Donovan West Mustangs. KP, BT, MJ all with you. Fifth inning we go. D West, middle third of the order, 5, 6, and 7, starting with Preston Pace. It was reached in both of his at-bats today, including an RBI single in the second. Lane Loizzo back to work. First pitch well in the dirt for ball one.
And you talked about pace, not only quite literally pace here at the at-bat, but also Donovan West trying to keep up the pace with the Frankfurt Wildcats, as again, they have scored in four straight innings. Donovan West Mustangs, they've been held scoreless in back-to-back.
After one run in the first, five spot with two outs in the second, just one hit, no runs over the last two against Loizzo, and 1-1 pitch taken low. Two balls, one strike here on pace. Clary and Keller also following in the inning. Curveball in the dirt, 3-1. Nine strikeouts, three walks allowed by Loizzo to this point. Both pitchers, although have struggled at times, have racked up a good amount of strikeouts, and on 3-1 there, taken all the way for a called strike, and now the freshman pace. Has the count full at 3-2. And he reaches for this one, grounds it to the right side. Nice high hop for Morton at first. He does the damage himself for out number one.
That was a terrific
track there by Morton down at first base, the ability to watch that hop, especially with the winds and the dust blowing up with it off the hop. Again, that's great fundamental.
So one out, nobody on. Here in the top of the fifth, here is Taven Clary, the sophomore first baseman. He takes a called strike. It is 0-1. He has struck out in both of his at-bats, looking in the first, swinging in the second. And takes a fastball a little bit below the knees, and it's 1-1.
Well, Shea just hit the field, and as soon as the sun goes away, it comes back up to say hi.
And got part of those partly cloudy skies kind of getting the sun in and out for right now as the next pitch is low. 2-1. Here's the pitch. And Ketter couldn't quite frame it from it upstairs, and it's 3-1. Here's the pitch by Loizzo. Just a bit inside. 4, and a one-out walk to Clary. He has reached for the first time in this game this afternoon.
If you're the Mustangs, you are really, really hoping this bottom of the order can come through for you, because you talk about Clary. His last two at-bats were strikeouts, and now you got Keller coming up. His last two strikeouts.
Yeah.
Same with Harn.
So we might get a pitching change here, it appears, and it could be a pitch count limit here.
Yeah, I mentioned that.
Loizzo was coming up on it for sure. We were kind of trying to figure that out, and now we're going to get a new pitcher on the bump. It's going to be Carter Olson. So we'll step aside for a quick timeout, a tight 30. Pitching change here in Frankfort. We'll talk more about it after a timeout here on KNZA.
We all make plans for the future, like car accidents, break-ins, and unexpected fires can disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design insurance plans that work for you and help protect what matters most. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For a free insurance review, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Carter Olson, the new pitcher for the Frankfort Wildcats. They hold a 4-run lead on Donovan West. 10-6 is our score. Right now, one out in the top of the fifth inning as Loizzo's day is done. 4 1/3, 9 strikeouts, Crendon, 3 walks. He gave up 6 runs.
Yeah, Lane Loizzo had a really great day, particularly. I mean, I know 6 runs, and most people probably wouldn't consider that great, but his ability to bounce back mentally and to respond with a 3-3 inning in the third, and to get out with only one hit and no runs in the fourth, and to, you know, put Olson in a situation where there is one runner on, but there is one out here in the top of the fifth.
First pitch by Olson, popped up. Boy, that's going to be close to us. And it drops just foul. So Keller steps in, fouls it just over the fence, kind of where we're sitting down the first baseline. And how about Olson? 2 saves, 7 2/3 he has pitched. He's given up 3 earned runs, 10 hits, 5 total runs, a 2.739 ERA. He's also got really good velocity as his fastball there runs up and in on Keller, 1-1.
Well, I'm really hoping that ball doesn't have a magnet attracted towards us, because it's came here a couple of times. But Olson here, he's trying to get that connection in the zone right now.
Next pitch, a little bit low and outside, 2-1. Runner at first is Clary. Last batter that Loizzo faced, he's out in center field now defensively, so Loizzo responsible for Clary at first. Here's a high chopper, third base side. Smith has it, plays it to second for one. Not enough time for the double play, but a good job there by Smith at third. Gets the leadoff man at second. Now 2 outs, a runner at first.
Yeah, right there, a great play from Smith. Starts tossing out to with Anderson covering there on second base. So you get the out. You look to try to continue off of that here, and Frankfurt's defensive success is very impressive.
Well, Frankfurt right now is running off the field, and I think they've called a double play to some degree. Do we know what the call? Because correct me if I'm wrong, Crendon, they didn't make the throw from second to first, did they?
Well, right now,
what's the argument
there, the
here?
Mustangs, is he's talking to the umpire. He's trying to look for an explanation himself, but he's got his team up, and, yeah, he's arguing about this. So, I'm not 100% sure. It looked like Keller reached off the fielder's choice, but
yeah, I don't know. They called him out somehow. All right, so that inning is done, and Frankfurt still a 10-6 lead. We go to the home fifth. We're back after a timeout here on KNCA.
Union State Bank is here to help you build your business. Like you, we are thankful to be part of the local community, and USB is fully vested in that community, focused on helping families and businesses succeed. For our fellow local businesses, we offer a variety of commercial account options to fit your needs, from business interest checking to money market and business savings accounts. We have the convenient options to help your business thrive. Stop into one of our 8 convenient locations to talk with our team. Union State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Your home could be your largest investment. Auto liability claims could also be costly. Large ticket items deserve special attention, and that's what you get at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. They take the time to learn about your home, auto, and other toys, explain coverages available to you, and quote multiple carriers to get you the best value. Plus, you might qualify for technology credits. Call them today, 785-284-7611. That's Kansas Insurance in Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
High school baseball here on KNZA. Beautiful low 60 degree and breezy afternoon here in Frankfurt. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Donovan West going to have to rally here late. They have a new pitcher. It's Preston Pace. Defensively, Coulter Peterson moves short to third. And Everly, 4 innings today, 10 strikeouts, 3 hits, 7 runs. He takes it defensively now at the shortstop position. As Pace, the freshman, big spot for him, taking on the top of the order here for Frankfurt in the fifth.
Well, finally, the train's coming on through right behind us. Not sure if that's terrible, but right now also conducting the train of this game is Frankfurt. They have rode the rails.
Anderson, a high pop up into shallow center, and it's dropped by the shortstop. Potential play at second, not in time. So I believe, Crendon, error number 4 by this D-West defense. That has been kind of an Achilles heel for them here today.
Yeah, it has been a...
Now, Sam, I'm just going to cut you off. Sorry. That was a difficult play to make. No doubt.
100%. But it was still in
popped out of the
shallow area, definitely.
Now, runner in scoring position with nobody out. Here is Carter Olson, who has had a massive afternoon. A single and a run scored in the second, and then a bases-clearing 3-run double in that 4-run third. Now steps up, facing Pace for the first time. Here's the pitch, and that one outside gets away, and that allows Anderson to go second to third.
You know, Frankfurt, they're looking for a little bit of revenge from that last matchup. They lost 18-8 in game number 2, only winning 4-3 in game number 1. Again, that was the first doubleheader that Frankfurt played this year.
Here's a ground ball to short. It's going to get the run in, play in time, gets Olson a productive ground out there as Anderson scores from third, and now 11-6. Frankfurt lead up to 5.
But another unearned run, you know, tallied on there is, again, Anderson reached off of an error. So it's been a game of mental mistakes here for the Mustangs.
Here's Henry Ketter, the sophomore catcher, singled in a run in the first, also scored as well. Takes a breaking ball in there for a called strike. He struck out looking in the second, then grounded out to second. In the third, he is 1-for-3. The 0-1, low and inside. 1-1, 1 run in here in the bottom of the fifth with 1 out, 11-6. Right now, the Frankfurt lead, they have scored in all 5 innings here today.
And all they want to do is just keep on rolling with that momentum. The last time they only scored 1, so far 1 run produced in this. I'm sure they want more.
Another one lifted high in the air down the right field line and unable to get there. It bounces off the fence. Haring tried to play it. Ketter wants to go to 3, and he's going to have a stand-up triple. Another deep shot to right field. The wind playing a factor up against the fence. And a 1-out triple by Ketter, his second hit of this afternoon's game.
Well, we've seen it all. Singles, doubles, now a triple. We've seen 2 home runs. It's been a very productive day, and that was, again, a tough play for Haring to make back there at that right corner because the wind. You talk about 15, 20 miles an hour blown into that right corner.
Ain't no joke.
It's hard to play that over your head.
Good stab by Paulino at catcher there. That pitch was way up and in. Kept it in front. Kept Ketter at third. And one of those 2 home runs today belongs to Ty Smith. He stands in there. The 1-0. Hard shot. Fielded by Everly to first.
in time, productive at bat. Another RBI ground out. First it was Olsen, now Smith. He has driven in four today, Crindon, and the lead back to a double up. It is 12-6.
Yeah, I'm sure Frankfurt is not mad about that at all. Now leading 12-6, up by six here in the bottom of the fifth. I'm sure that they are really enjoying that ability to even get those productive outruns.
This one is lifted to right field, and that's a base hit. So not wasting any time, Peyton Adams has reached now twice, his first hit today, and here in the fifth, a two-out single.
Now batting the center fielder, Wayne Loizzo.
And the other home run from the Wildcats today from Loizzo, who is stepping in. Singled in the first, struck out swinging in the second, and led off the fourth inning. That solo shot to right field.
That was just hit number seven of the year for Adams. And if you're Frankfurt, you'd like to see that ability to battle with two outs on the board to continue to try to extend that lead.
Here's a steal attempt, throw a little bit wide and out into center field, and it's fielded by Beach. His throw to third, not in time. And from just trying to steal second, another errant throw, and Adams goes first to third. That pitch was well in the dirt to Loizzo for ball one.
It has been a tough game full of errors, and here again,
I think that's five down the D-West defense. That certainly has played a factor to some of the Wildcat runs today, as the Mustangs will leave, make a pitching change.
No.
It's hard to tell.
See, I mean, they just had Pace come in. I mean, can you really blame them for the errors?
That's now it looks like they're going to keep him there, so haven't taken the ball. That's the key factor when the manager comes out, takes the ball, but appears that Pace still has it. He just came in.
Yeah, he just came in. And the first batter he faced, it was an error. The reason, I mean, we would be out of this inning by now, if it wasn't for that error. So, again, I don't think you blame Pace here. And I think, again, you're probably a little upset as a coach. I don't think you want to go on the road and in your first game have five errors on what most would consider a pretty good day. And on good days like this, you know, it's not cold, so you're not tight. Your muscles are nice, you know, loose. To have these kind of errors, it's kind of nonsensical, and I'm sure the coach is feeling it there for Donovan West.
So after the little meeting on the bump, Pace back on the rubber, a 1-0 count here on Loizzo. Got a runner at third base with two outs here in the inning, two more runs by the Wildcats, and this one lifted foul on the right field line out of play, one ball, one strike. Runner at third again is Ketter, or correction, it's Adams.
So on Loizzo in the last inning, he led off the bottom of the fourth. The home run shot as a solo. Now he's got a chance to add on a buddy.
Next pitch missing the zone, 2-1. A 12-6 Frankfurt lead here. Two more runs scored in this inning. It's their largest lead of the afternoon, and now this one is lifted down the right field line and fouled once again. So two balls and two strikes now on Loizzo. And again, both these teams came in, just one loss. On the record, eight straight wins for D-West, six straight wins for Frankfurt. Third game between these two this year, and both their losses to each other. The next one just missed, and the count runs full 3-2 with Schreiner due up next. Pace sets and delivers high and inside, ball four. Good at bat for Loizzo there.
And Loizzo, he's taken four great plate appearances today. A single home run shot. He's had one strikeout, but then he's got the walk there. So he's got a great eye for the ball, and he's had a really great day, not only with his at-bat, but also his time at the bump.
First walk issued by Pace. Now they're at the corners with two down. The wind gusting up some dust on the infield. There's a called strike, and Loizzo takes second base without a throw.
What's going to be more deadly is you go into the game two. Wes Anderson, I mean, I'm sure he'll be the ace pitcher there. So that's going to be an interesting matchup to game two to see if later on Frankfurt has the potential to sweep the series.
Schreiner on 0-1. He got a foul piece there, and it's 0-2. He has struck out twice. He has walked and scored. Right now he's got Adams at third, Loizzo at second base with two down. Two have scored in the inning. It's 12-6 Frankfurt. Big 0-2 pitch by Pace. It is high. 1-2.
And fighting for their next game is until next Monday against Centralia. Dauphin West, they take on their first non-league opponent against Mar Hill on Thursday.
Intriguing matchup with the Ravens, and there's a called strike three on the outside corner. So Pace gets out of the inning and records his first strikeout. But again, the Wildcats do damage. They score two runs on two hits. We head to the sixth inning. It's all Frankfurt right now. They double up Dauphin West 12-6.
Kind Tiesa Savetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Savetha, we make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff, along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Savetha.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final two innings here in Frankfurt. Brandon Tabman, Brendan Proffitt, MJ in studio. The Frankfurt Wildcats, a 12-6 lead against the Dauphin West Mustangs. The rally's going to start. Brendan, it's got to start now.
Yeah, game time coming up in nearly the two-hour mark here for these two teams. So they've battled up, very hard. We haven't seen Dauphin West rally since that, second inning. They managed to score one run in the fourth, but you can't just get away with, chipping a little bit here and there. You're going to have to blow a hole, and it's going to have to start here in the top of the sixth because Frankfurt, they could technically end it with a run rule if you don't start responding. They just need four runs at the bottom, and if no response here from the Mustangs, they could end it.
Now the first two pitches to Rucker Haring has missed the zone from Carter Olson, so it's 2-0 here. Olson took over in that last half inning for Loizo. Here's the pitch, and that one in there all the way, 2-1. Haring has struck out twice today. And Loizo finished with 9 strikeouts and 4 1/3. This one's fouled away, and it's 2-2. Now, you mentioned the run rule, possibly a factor. Dauphin West doesn't score. The Wildcats could end it with 4 in the bottom of the sixth, but Olson, a very good relief pitcher, a couple of saves and 4 appearances, and under 3 ERA, and that 2-2 just missed outside, and now 3 balls, 2 strikes here on Haring. Big 3-2. Just missed low, ball 4. Boy, good eye for Haring and a big leadoff walk there for the Mustangs, and that brings up Brett Heim.
And for the Mustangs, you just have to keep it going. I mean, you're at the bottom of the order. Having your eighth guy being a freshman, being able to get on base, who had struck out his last two at-bats, you feel pretty comfortable to get that guy on. And now you have Heim, who's already reached base once off hit by pitch.
First pitch, belt high off the outside part of the plate. 1 ball, no strikes here on Heim. He was hit by a pitch in the second, came around to score. He struck out swinging in the third. Runner at first, nobody out. Shows bunt. The pitch popped up in the air right side, and it falls foul. 1-1. Hear the coach down the third baseline say, get the barrel up. Now you're down 6 in the sixth, and a runner at first, nobody out. Can't afford to give away outs. You got to rally from 6 down.
Yeah, you have to start getting some runs early on. We mentioned that run rule is a possibility.
1-1 in there for a called strike, and it's 1 ball, 2 strikes. Well, definitely the bunt out of play now, at least you would think.
Yeah, Heim's got a green light. He's going to try to swing and look for a base hit here.
Not much of a lead for Haring at first. Here is a 1-2, and it runs inside and hits him. And Olson's face in disgust after allowing that one to get away.
It feels like when you're in your game and you see a guy get hit by a pitch, it feels like he's the only guy who ever gets hit by the pitch. I don't know if that guy has a magnet for the day or something, but the only guy who's been hit by the pitch today is Haim. He's been hit twice now on his 3 plate appearances. No one else has ever been hit.
Yeah, I remember playing back in my day. I'll never forget a game. 4 at-bats, I was hit 4 times.
I throw it right at you, too.
Would never, never forget a game like that, and it's very frustrating. But for right now, the Mustangs, they need the base runners, and they have two of them with nobody out. Olsen's first pitch to Dustin Veach, as we're back to the top of the order, is high for ball one. Well, here's your chance. Two on, nobody out. Now you get the heavy part of the order up top. Olsen out of the stretch for 1-0. Fastball missing high, two balls, no strikes.
Were they afraid to pitch to you, Brandon?
No. I can't imagine. Doubt that was the case. It was middle school level, so the accuracy was, you know, not fairly consistent, as Veach watching a 2-0, a called strike, now 2-1. He's had a nice day, two walks, a single. He has scored two runs. He's eclipsed 40 stolen bases this year in the process. Now he watches one low, and it's 3-1.
A great start of the inning here for the Dawson West Mustangs, and Veach, who's had a great eye for the ball. He's reached base three times, has a chance to do it again.
And he there takes high ball four. So the bases are loaded with nobody out for Colter Peterson. Second walk issued by Olsen. And now he'll go back to the windup here with the bases loaded. And Dawson West down 12-6 here in the top of the sixth. Have the first three on with nobody out. Here is Peterson.
He's already got a hit here today in the second inning.
That was a single. He's also walked today. He takes one in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1.
Be huge here if you can just try to get Everly up, as he's had a great day with back-to-back doubles.
Fouls this one away. Quickly down in the count 0-2. So if you're Peterson right now, down two strikes, you want to at least get it in play. You're Olsen here, you want to order up a strikeout. Here's an 0-2. This is laced out into the gap in left center, and this is trouble. It's cut off nicely. They'll hold the second runner. It's an RBI single, and it's 12-7. Played well by Combs in left, but damage done by Peterson with an RBI.
Yeah, but you only gave up one run off of it, so I feel like that's not the worst thing that could have happened off that hard hit down center, just a little lob over it. But Everly, who's been the hottest hitter for the Mustangs today, he's been able to go 2 of 3 at his at-bat, but he's scored a runner two of those at-bats, and he's had back-to-back doubles.
He has driven in three, sack fly in the first, a two-run double in the second. It's 12-7 now. And the 1-0 to him is a little bit inside. Two balls, no strikes.
And you got to kind of wonder if maybe you don't want to pitch to this guy who has a chance to clear the base pass. And they have not put it inside the zone. Olsen has worked only around the canvas and has been a shy zone. It's a 3-0 count.
Again, the bases are loaded. So everybody just moved up one on that base hit by Peterson. There's a called strike there on 3-1s. Or on 3-0, so it's now 3-1 here to Everly. Green light, I would think. He took that one, and it's a called strike.
I remember asking Everly a couple weeks ago, you're on a 3-0 count, what do you do? And he said, I don't swing.
That's a smart move.
That's a smart move.
Here's a 3-2. It is high, ball four. Tried to, well, he did check it, and a bases loaded walk. Crindon has made this a four-run game.
Yeah, Veach now on third, Peterson on second, Everly at first, and now you're going to see a little bit of a mound meeting as the run has only become dwindled to four, and the tying run is now at bat with the biggest power hitter for the Mustangs in Paulino. This is a big, big at-bat here for number 99.
Well, a little meeting on the mound here for the Wildcats, and for as good of pitchers we have seen scattered in this game, it has been the hitting today. That has been the shine. And appears that Olsen still has the ball, so no pitching change to this point. But
no outs yet.
The first five have reached, two have scored from 12-6 to 12-8. And as you mentioned, the big cleanup man, Hayden Paulino, he's a swing away from tying this game.
Well, he had a double in the second inning. He's one of three today. Again, number 99 for a reason. That's the power level with that at bat. He is a very strong hitter, and he has a chance to clear these base paths.
Veach at third, Peterson at second, Everly at first. First pitch is a called strike here to Paulino.
A really big surprise he didn't take that first pitch for a big swing, but I think now he's going to find this next one.
The 0-1 runs inside, one ball, one strike.
the wind has not changed directions at any point. Staying about 15 to 20 miles per hour at times. Here's a 1-1. Ground ball foul. So 1-2. Big spot here for Olsen. A 12-8 Frankfurt lead. Top of the sixth inning, but the Mustangs, first five have reached. They have them loaded with nobody out. Here's a 1-2. High pop-up. Right side of the infield. And it's caught by the first baseman in fair territory. So that is a huge first out for the Wildcat defense. Paulino pops out to first.
Yeah, it's an interior pop-up, too, and that gets your first out. That was anywhere in the outfield. You're talking about at least a sack fly getting put up to the board. So that's a very productive out getting earned there by the defense.
There is Preston Pace, the freshman. He takes a called strike and quickly falls behind at 0-1.
And now this is where you finally get the reward as Olsen. You battled against the hardest bit of the lineup. You battled against the top of the order. Now you kind of get to pick at the cherries now.
And he goes back-to-back called strike. So Pace quickly down in the count 0-2. Olsen out of the windup. The pitch ripped to left field. And fielded actually cut off by the third baseman. Only played a first. He gets the out, but a run is in. Well, I spoke a little soon. Smith has good range at third, and he cut that one off and made a good throw for the out, but Veach scores, and it's 12-9.
Yeah, that outputs Peterson at third base, Eberle on second, so there's still some great speed out there, and the tying run is still at the plate. That one looks to end it, though.
A little grounder to the right side, and Clary grounds out, but they cut it in half, does Donovan West. They entered this inning down 12-6. They score three. We got a 12-9 game going to the home six. Frankfurt with the lead. They come up to bat right after this here on KNZA.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Luker from Luker Chiropractic and Wellness. After almost 20 years in practice, I am convinced that optimal health really comes down to one word, discipline. Are we disciplined enough to say no to junk food when it's right in front of us? Are we disciplined enough to exercise when it's so much easier not to? Are we disciplined enough to embrace an attitude of gratitude despite the challenges we all face? Being disciplined may not be the easy way, but it's the healthy way. Call Lucret Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-0088 and let us help you start developing this discipline today.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bottom six here in Frankfurt. Brandon, Crendon, MJ all with you. The home Wildcats 12, Donovan West 9. As Wildcats come up here against Preston Pace, trying to add to a three-run lead. Any insurance is good insurance, as they would say in baseball.
And, I know there's only three more outs to go for the Mustangs, but if you're Frankfurt and you're still trying to get as many runs here on the board as you can, because we've seen some sparks come out of the Mustangs in those innings. They've only scored in three innings, but in those innings, they have been able to put some damage on the board.
Wanklin in, 8-9-1 in the Wildcat order, and he goes back-to-back, swings and misses here, and he's quickly behind at 0-2. Wanklin walked in the first. He walked and scored in the third and then grounded out to the pitcher in the fourth. Takes one inside. It's 1-2. So Wanklin, Combs, and Anderson. So get back to the top of the order with Anderson. It'll be the fifth time through the order today. Wildcats by three, bottom six, next one up and outside, 2-2. So from 0-2 to even Stevens. Wanklin, a freshman, jersey number 8, batting from the left side. Pace's pitch, it's lifted out to the gap, it tails, and a diving effort, and unable to get there is Veach. And that's going to be a leadoff double for number 8 in the order.
Well, if anyone had the speed to get it, it would have been Veach. But again, he had to lay his body on the line, just straight up diving for it. But
that was straight horizontal. That was a horizontal dive.
That was a stretch.
Yeah, the wind certainly, again, kind of holding it up. It was kind of played more of a
little high draw for the golf term out there, and that wind was pushing against the draw and kind of holding it on its line, but placed in a good spot, leadoff double by Wanklin, and now here's Caden Combs. Or wait, I think we get a pitch hitter here. Channing Furrar batting for Caden Combs.
Yeah, you'd like to see there another senior coming in actually on the lineup for the bomb spot, but Combs, he had struck out all three times, so I think for Frankfurt, this is not a lose-lose situation. You try to get something out of it.
So Channing Furrar, a senior, F-A-R-R-A-R, Furrar. Fouls the first one out of play. It's 0-1. Pace's next pitch, swing and a miss. It's 0-2. So you mentioned Combs taking the spot in the order. Number 9 spot, who was 0-3 with 3 strikeouts, but Furrar now down in the count 0-2 here on Pace. Swing and a miss. Pace comes right at it with the fastball, and Furrar is down swinging for out number 1.
And for Donovan West, all you want to do is try to get, well, make Frankfurt have their first zero inning. It's actually, haven't been done here. 3 in the first, 2 in the second, 4 in the third, 1 in the fifth, and 2 in the, or 2 in the fourth, and 2 in the fifth.
1 in the fourth, 2 in the fifth.
Yeah,
now this one's hit out well towards center field, and Beach was playing too far up. Wes Anderson, extra bases and an RBI. He'll stop at second. How about the day from Wes Anderson? He drives in a run, a extra base hit, and as I said to start, any insurance, good insurance. They add one, and the Wildcats now lead it 13-9.
Yeah, it's truly a true tongue tie trying to keep up with all the scoring here, as Frankfurt has scored in all 6 innings so far. They've done an amazing job.
Here's Carter Olson, who's had a big day at the plate as well. He takes one low for a ball. He struck out his first time up, but since then, a single and a run, a bases-clearing double in the third, and then an RBI ground out in the fifth. Takes a strike here, and it's 1-1. There's a steal attempt, and the throw to third gets out into left field, but Anderson has to hold up. It was cut off nicely by Heim out there. So a steal to third has Anderson at third, and the count right now 1-1 on Carter Olson.
You got to love that your leadoff man has gotten on base all 5 times, Anderson. That is something you love to see, and he has also scored 4 out of those 5 times. He's already set himself up on third base with another chance.
So Olson takes the called strike here, and he falls behind at 1-2. 1 out in the inning, 1 run is in, 13-9, Frankfurt in the bottom of the 6th. And now a late swing, grounder, chop, third base side. It's going to score a run, low throw, dug out nicely for the out. So Peterson at third, DeClary at first. But Anderson scores, and with 2 outs, nobody on, it's back to a 5-run lead.
It was a great throw by Peterson. It had a good hop. It was a long hop, but Clary at first base, he read it well, and with that dust kind of blowing up with the wind, he had a really nice play off of that hop.
Big insurance runs here. Pace's first pitch to Ketter is inside for a ball. He had an RBI single in the first. He has struck out. He has grounded out, and he had that big triple with 1 out in the 5th, and came around to score on the ground out by Smith. Next pitch missing, 2-0. But again, big insurance runs here for the Wildcats. A 14-9 lead. 2 outs, nobody on here in the 6th. Pace sets and deals to the pencil bat, taken all the way for a called strike.
All I can really think is, the first doubleheader these teams played at the end of the year, Dolphin West, they won, or they lost in a very close battle, 4-3, and they won a large one, 18-8. It kind of makes me wonder, is the second game of this matchup going to be a short one, a very small scoring one? Is it going to reverse this time? We're going to have all the scoring in game 1, and then we're going to keep it short in game 2? I don't know, but regardless, these two teams, they play each other some of the best in 2A.
Ketter fouled one away, 2-2 now. Pace trying to get out of the inning, no more damage done, as Donovan West will have one more at bat to try to put something together for a rally. And now this is hit well out to the gap in right center field, running and off the glove. It's going to fall into the gap. Beach is having an adventure out there here in the inning. Throw to second is not in time, and a 2-out double by Ketter.
Yeah, nice little slide, sliding double there for Ketter as well. Nice job being able to get to that second base.
Another fantastic effort by Beach in center. Couldn't quite get there in time. Trent Harden is the courtesy runner now at second base for Ketter, and someone else who's had a big day, it's Ty Smith. 2-run homer in the first, RBI single in the second. He reached on an error in the third, and a productive ground out to short, producing an RBI in the fifth.
Something you can say a lot about this Frankfurt lineup here is they've pretty much seven out of the nine hitters have been consistent today, and they've been able to contribute, and that's a big thing that you'd love to see from Frankfurt with their offense, is their ability to produce from 1-9.
Now 1-0 now the count after one missing low. Paces 1-0. This is hit well. Left field coming in on it and dropping it as the left fielder in Heim. He misplayed it and a run is in. That will be an error. I believe error number six, Crendon, which has kind of been the difference for Donovan West here today.
It has massively been the difference. I mean, you can talk about a couple other factors, but I think at the end of the day, mistakes are mistakes, and mistakes, well, they pull you farther and farther away from your goals.
Adams fouls the first pitch out of play here. No balls, one strike. He has struck out twice. He has walked and singled. Right now, Ty Smith, the runner at first base, two down to the Mustangs. Clawed their way back to within three, but the Wildcats here in the bottom of the sixth, they get them all back. The lead back to six at 15-9. The game we have seen here today. Base sets at the belt. Runner takes off. Paulino's throw skips in there, but not in time. A stolen base for Ty Smith. He has stolen now three bases here today.
And we saw Dunston West. They came out of the gate stealing and blew four bases in that first inning, but now already Frankfurt, they've been able to prove as well that their speed's unmatched, and they've been able to put a lot of runners in that scoring position on second base from steals.
1-2, the count now on Adams. Runner at second base, two down. Here's Pace's pitch, and a good one, a swing and a miss, and down goes Peyton Adams. But the Wildcats again get those runs back. It's a six-run lead for the home team today. 15-9 Frankfurt. Donovan West, they need a big rally. Final at bat coming up next.
We get to the seventh. The answer is yes. SBS.
Your home deserves the best protection. With SBS Insurance, you're covered when life throws unexpected challenges your way. From unforeseen incidents to weather-related damages, we've got your back. Call now for peace of mind and secure your home worry-free. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Injury recovery and prevention is important to all athletes. Add in performance enhancement and more effective training, then chiropractic is a no-brainer. Did you know that nearly every professional sports team works with or has chiropractors on staff? Let Dr. Harlan at Harlan Chiropractic in Sabetha help you optimize your sports performance, decrease the likelihood of injury, and speed up injury recovery like he was able to help you. To book your first appointment or to talk about a wellness plan, call Harlan Chiropractic at 785-300-1322. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Final opportunity for Donovan West here in Frankfurt. They are down 15-9 as both these teams entered today riding win streaks. D West, 8-game winning streak in danger, Crendon. Frankfurt looking for their seventh consecutive win as both these teams, two of the best in the state, one loss apiece coming into each other back in late March. And Carter Olson, three outs away from holding it down for the Wildcats, who have been very good here today.
And you can ask for a better three batters to face in the possibly last inning here.
It's the bottom third here.
Well, yeah, we're in the top of the seventh. But, yeah, you're looking at just three outs, and it's, yeah, the bottom three. You mentioned the 7, the 8, and the 9, and I think it's been a hard one today for Donovan West with those three batters.
Yeah, it starts here with Kaysen Keller, takes one low for a ball. He has struck out twice. The bottom three, 7, 8, and 9, have a combined five strikeouts today. And a 1-0 is high. Two balls, no strikes. He did reach base as well that ended the fifth inning on kind of a weird play, but next pitch taken all the way, and it's 2-1. It's called strike.
Yeah, in that third inning, we saw our only three up and three down inning of the day as, again, it was the bottom of the order, the 7-8-9, just three straight strikeouts.
Next pitch in the dirt, three balls, one strike here on Keller. Freshman second baseman. Olson sets and deals. Swing and a miss. Count is full.
Can Keller, Haring, and Heim do up? Wildcats three outs away from their seventh consecutive victory. Oh, and that one runs inside, and you could hear the thud on the left shoulder there. So multiple hit batters by Olsen today.
I definitely wanted to say there Olsen was going to go straight fastball. I think it just got out of his control. I mean, he's going against one of the bottom batters. I felt like he knew that he could get that one right past him with just the right enough of heat. But when you put on a lot of heat, it kind of starts to lose a little control.
Now here's Haring, who steps in. One on, nobody out. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. He has struck out twice. He has also walked and scored. 15-9 Frankfurt here in the seventh. Trying to close it out. Next pitch high, and it's 1-1. Runner at first, Keller. That slight breeze picking up. Next pitch runs inside. It's 2-1. And that breeze picks up, and we've seen scattered throughout the day the sun peeking behind the clouds. It certainly kind of cools the tip down a little bit. There's one taken all the way, a called strike, and it's 2-2.
Yeah, the weather has definitely been bustful for this one, but just that wind that's blown out of that right corner has been a tough one to play. All the fly, what could have been fly balls in some days, has turned into some major doubles for the teams.
So a 2-2 missed. It's 3-2. Here's the pitch. Fouled it back. And Haring stays alive. 3-2. Runner at first is Keller. No outs here in the top of the seventh. Again, D-West, they need six to keep this game alive. The pitch. And it's low, ball four.
I mean, this is a major battle here in the bottom of the order. I mean, we were just talking about this lineup and how they've really struggled today, the 7, 8, and 9. But to be able to come up here and to reach base with those the 7 and 8, and now you go down to your ninth guy in Heim. Heim's had the most productive day out of them. He's been able to get on base twice, though, via the hit-by-pitch.
There's a swing and a miss by Heim, and he falls behind at 0-1. You mentioned he's been hit twice, but he has scored two runs. He's got two on and nobody out. His team down six here in the seventh, 15-9.
No doubt he's looking for a hit, not trying to get hit.
That one just missed inside, one ball, one strike. So, again, Olsen, he faced Keller to start. He had a 3-2 count. He hit him. And then Haring was after that, got it to a full count, and he walked him. This 1-1 is high, now 2-1. Now, productivity from the bottom of the order when they need it the most. That one runs in, hits him as well. Goodness.
Yeah, no, I said it. When you are the first one to get hit by a pitch, you kind of just call the ball towards yourself a little bit. And out of his four at bats, he's been hit three times. But wow, what an impressive performance by the bottom of the order, the 7, 8, and 9, all getting on base. The base is loaded with no outs, and you put Dustin Veach up to bat.
Now let's see if this is a pitching change. The Wildcats might close it out elsewhere, and it looks like we do have a change. And well, six runs needed, and first three reach for the Mustangs. So we got a pitching change, so we'll step aside for a timeout. Back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, three consecutive batters reach for the Mustangs here in the seventh, and the Wildcats go to the bullpen, and it's going to be Peyton Adams here, Crendon, trying to shut the door. They have a six-run lead at 15-9, but again, D-West, bases loaded, nobody out here in the seventh.
Well, the big thing you mentioned is the 7, 8, and 9 batters who struggled a lot today for the Mustangs. They all get on base with no outs, and now you head up to the most dangerous spot here in the lineup, Veach, Peterson, Eberle, and Paulino, the guys who lead it off
and clean it up. And they have done a fantastic job today. So they have a legit chance of coming back. And you look at all the errors and the what-ifs, the don'ts in this game, and really it's a chance to erase that and to come up clutch here and have an opportunity to maybe tie this game up and put in the extras or even take the lead.
So, again, some defensive alignments. Olsen, who got replaced there by Peyton Adams, he's going to be at third base. Anderson stays the shortstop. And Ty Smith goes from third to second. So you got Smith at second. Still the first baseman is Morton. Well, here we go. Again, D. West down six. Bases loaded. Nobody out here in the top of the seventh. And to the top of the order, fifth time up, Dustin Beach. The right-hander in Peyton Adams. Out of the windup and the pitch. It is a little bit low for ball one.
I remember in that sixth inning, Beach, he got walked. And that also loaded the bases in the last inning.
And the 1-0. Taken all the way, a called strike. Good location there for Adams. Third pitcher today for the Wildcats.
And this is really the biggest pressure you could put on a kid, and especially here in this case is Adams. I mean, you put bases loaded in the top of the seventh, you're telling him, don't blow the game.
One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. That is in there, called strike, and now Veach down in the count at 1-2. He has reached in all four visit bats today, three walks and a single. He has scored three runs. He has stolen three bases. Big spot here is team down six in the seventh, but the bases are loaded with nobody out. Adams shakes off the first two signs, and now a time by the umpire. So, again, the advantage here, Peyton Adams at 1-2.
Yeah, he's got a huge 1-2 count here against Speech.
Adams out of the windup, kicks and deals. Pitch is low, kicked away from the catcher, but not far enough to allow the runners to go, and it's 2-2. Peterson on deck, Everly in the hole. Jonathan West needs six. Keep this game alive, but as good of a start they could have asked for with their first three batters being the bottom three, all reaching via a walk or a hit batter. 2-2. It's high.
And
three balls, two strikes.
Beach has done a good job here. He's worked it from a 1-2 now to a full count. I can imagine he's going to continue to stay patient here. His ability to get on base via the walk. And Adams, he's going to have to try to maybe give him a cookie.
Big 3-2. It is low, ball four, and a run is in. So the first four have reached, and one is in. It's a five-run game now.
And
RBI for Veach.
Tying run is on deck in Cooper Everly. And here Peterson, we saw what he was able to do in that last inning, that single shot that scored just once.
15-10. Base is still loaded. Nobody out. Adams' first pitch is a called strike to Peterson. He has walked. He has singled. He has struck out. And he has singled in a run. Pretty good day for number two in the D-West order. The 0-1. It is high. One ball, one strike. Veach at first. Heim at second. Haring at third. Still nobody out. Here's the 1-1. Lifted out to shallow right field, and it drops in for a hit, and then it gets away from the right fielder. One run is in. Two runs are going to score, and it is a three-run game, Crendon, with still nobody out.
Man, this is – you can say anything you want at the end of the day, but you cannot deny the Mustangs have competed and put themselves back into this game. It's like watching a game of rope just back and forth, you know, tug of war is the one I'm looking for. You're just pulling the rope, and one side, you know, all the way leans back with it, and you think that, you know, one side's going to fall, and all of a sudden that rope starts to kind of even out between the two teams. And I really feel like Mustangs, they have a good chance to pull here. Now, again, that tying run is at bat with Everly.
First pitch here to Everly, taken for a strike. So, again, Peterson gets one RBI. Again, that was an error on the right fielder, which allowed that second run to score. First error by the Wildcat defense. Costly time. And now this one is blasted Everly. Deep center, and it drops on the track. That is going to produce two runs, and it is a one-run game with still nobody out.
I mean, can you believe it? The fight from this team has been incredible today.
And Eberle now with three doubles on the day. He has been a team player for this team. He's given up 10 runs to Frankfurt when he was pitching, but man, has he produced on offense to make up for it.
He has driven in 6 runs in this game. He's had 2 RBI doubles. He drove one with a sac fly, also a bases loaded walk. And the Wildcats go to the pen once again. Another pitching change. This thing is flipped in a hurry. 15-14 Frankfurt. Still nobody out here in the top of the seventh. Back after this here on KNZA.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with 3 additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
Hi, I'm Nick Harling, Market President at Bank of Blue Valley for Hiawatha and Sabetha. Our story started decades ago and continues because of you, our customers, our communities, our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. Get started today by visiting bankbv.com. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Oh boy, Mr. Crindon Profit. A 6-run deficit coming into the seventh for Donovan West. They have scored 5 to get within 1. Still nobody out. And the Wildcats going to their third pitcher here in the seventh. It's going to be Ty Smith, and still an opportunity to get out of here with a win, as the Mustangs have a runner at second, still nobody out. Paulino rips it to left field, the first pitch he sees, and they're going to hold the speedy runner, Eberle, at third. But, again, no outs. Now, there is a double play on the board possibly here, but if you can sacrifice one out to the outfield, you tie this one 15-15. Now, Frankfurt scored in every single inning. So if you are Dawson West, you want to produce right here. You don't want to just take a strike and a stab. You want to try to put the whole dagger in here at the top of the seventh. 15-14 Frankfurt. D. West, they're at the corner. Still nobody out. Go-ahead runs at first. And here's Preston Pace, who takes one in there for a called strike. He's driven in 2 today, a single and a ground out. He's also walked early in the game, and now he lifts this one high in the air down the right field line. Wynn kind of pushing it into foul territory, and it's caught by the first baseman, and now a quick throw in. And oh, and a double play. Who was that at first? It was Paulino who was off the bag, and they get the tag out. Crindon, 2 outs. Oh, no.
Wow, it has been a game of offensive and defensive errors here for the Mustangs. Man, they have made some crucial mistakes. And now here with the final out, it's kind of all up here to Clary.
It's Clary with a runner at third and 2 down, and he takes a called strike.
Wow. Can I say game of the year?
Well, at least for our broadcast,
it is contending.
It is up there. Wow. But now Clary has to come through with 2 outs and the runner at third. And he has taken 2 right down the middle, and he is down 0-2.
Wow, this is anticipation building up. This is the biggest moment here for Smith probably this season.
After all this, a strike could end the game or would end the game. That one just a bit low. Boy, that was close. What an eye there by Clary, and it's 1-2.
What a frame job by Ketter, too. He made that fastball look like he went in, but it's a 1-2 count for Clary.
Ty Smith, a chance to hold on the pitch.
Oh.
Swing and a miss, and down goes the Mustangs.
Wow.
The game is over, and the Wildcats hold on in dramatic fashion, 15-14. We got a lot to dissect. Our postgame starts after a break. Again, the Wildcats win it, 15-14 the final. We'll wrap it up when we come back here on KNZA.
Need mobile tire service in Northeast Kansas? Well, look no further than Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia. They've got you covered. Specializing in on-site tire repair and replacement for agricultural, over-the-road, and commercial vehicles. Whether you're in the field or on the road, our expert team at Becker Repair and Performance will get you back up and running fast. Contact Becker Repair and Performance today at 785-857-3215 or visit online at BeckerRepairAndPerformance.com for reliable, professional service. At Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, we're here to keep you moving.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Are you or a loved one needing compassionate care at home? Look no further than Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice, proudly owned by Sabetha Community Hospital. Whether you require skilled nursing or therapy or hospice services, our dedicated team is here to support you in the comfort of your own home. Call Nemaha County Home Health and Hospice at 785-284-2288.
Hi, this is Dan Winger, store director of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our friendly hometown service. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Unbelievable game here today. Wouldn't expect anything less from two of the best in 2-1A on the baseball side. Frankfurt 15, Donovan West 14. Crendon, I don't even know where to start. This was a game where we had two elite-level pitchers starting, but the bats and the offense really took pace early. And then some late runs by Frankfurt, D. West. They needed six runs in the seventh. They score five. No outs were on the board, and they had a chance to take the lead. But a big pop out that turned into a double play and then a strikeout to end it. And the Wildcats, in dramatic fashion, hold on.
I'll tell you what, this is a game that Donovan West had a lot of chances. Six errors defensively. But not just defensive misplays. You want to talk about some offensive miscues as well, like the time where just Dustin Beach was on third base with no outs in the inning, tried to steal home, got caught stealing. You look where that one run could have been on the board. And then you look in the last inning where the bases were also loaded, and I believe no outs. And again, you had a chance, but there was only, I believe, three runs scored in that inning. There was some more productivity to be put up. And then another chance with the base is loaded, and then you make the misplay at first that happens into the double play. And man, I'll tell you what, it's a big unfortunate game that Donovan West feels like they kind of let slip. But you can't discredit Frankfurt. Their ability to have a comfortable at bat today, and you look at the desperation, the scoring on these two teams. Frankfurt scored in all six innings. They stayed consistent with their at bat. Donovan West, they had just a three-inning stretch where it was just zero runs. It was the third, the fourth, and the fifth. They were just – it was cold for them. They could not get going. But when they did, when they found the contact of the ball, they made the game scary. And that was – I feel like what you could compliment about Frankfurt about this game was their consistency. The whole 1-9 was able to play throughout the entire game, and the leadoff man was always able to have a great job getting on base, and the order really just followed through for him.
just a monster performance offensively. A two-hour, 18-minute game here today as Frankfurt now 7 straight wins. They go to 2-1 against the Mustangs this year. Frankfurt's record 8-1 overall. Number 8 and 2-1A, Donovan West, their 8-game winning streak is snapped. Both their losses to the Wildcats, they sit right now at 10-2 overall. At 8-2 in league play. Just some of the highlights for both of these teams here today. Again, Cooper Eberle got the start, went 4 innings, and a little bit shaky with 7 earned runs, but he had 10 strikeouts. Frankfurt lineup, you had Wes Anderson at the top, reached base 5 times, he scored 5 runs, drove in a run. Wildcats had 2 home runs today, one from Ty Smith in the first, another one from Lane Loizo in the fourth. Henry Ketter had a good day with 3 hits and 3 runs scored. Carter Olson drove in 5 runs today, including a bases-clearing double in the third. And then really the bottom of the order doing a little bit of work as well. Donovan West, again, Dustin Beach, 5 at bats. He reached in all 5 and scored 4 runs and drove in 1. Big day for Cooper Eberle. Mentioned him on the bump with the 10 strikeouts, but he drove in 6 runs. He had a 2-run double in the second, a 2-run double in the seventh. Got a bases-loaded walk and then a sac fly mixed in there. Hayden Paulino, a 2-RBI double early on in the game. Haring and Heim scoring 5 combined runs at the bottom of the order. So everybody kind of getting involved, but just a fantastic game, brother. And just a final thought before we kick this thing home.
Yeah, game of the year. I would say probably one of the best baseball games I've ever watched on just 2 sides. Really a lot of different levels just in person. Because the ability to score an offense, and no teams backed down. It felt like both teams bounced back. They fought. Again, it was a game of tug-of-war between these two teams. And at the very end, it is the pull away from Frankfurt and their ability to stay consistent through all 6 innings they had at the at-bats, or overall their athleticism. I mean, this was the matchup we expected coming into the day. And I'll also say, I don't know how you play a second game after that. I can't believe they have to play again, because their first game they ever played, it was 4-3. And then the next one, it was 18-8. That was earlier on the season when they split. But, man, I couldn't imagine playing a tough game like this that lasted 2 hours and 18 minutes and having to turn around and go, all right, guys, we got to go at and keep batting.
Well, the unfortunate thing is we will not bring you that second game. But if you're anywhere close to the area and know where the ball field is, come on out here in Frankfurt. These are 2 high-level teams, and it was a high-level game number 1 in Frankfurt winning it 15-14. Final lines in this one. Frankfurt to get the win. They have now won 7 in a row, 15 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They left 8 on base. Donovan West in the loss. 8-game win streak snapped, 14 runs, 10 hits, 6 errors. That's a big-time stat there. They left 7 on base. Again, the game time today, 2 hours and 18 minutes. For MJ, Crendon, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening to High School Baseball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.
At Community Healthcare System, your well-being is at the heart of everything that we do. The Family Medicine Team provides comprehensive primary care tailored to your individual needs through every phase of life.